Good evening, everybody. It is summer moving right along. I am D. Lynam. I am with you until 10 o'clock this evening. I can't believe it's already June 8th and my children are already out of school. The Phillies just wrapped up their second of three games with the Reds, and it was a victory, a 4-1 victory. They've now won four in a row, and hats off, as Jamie Lynch said, to Nick Pivetta, who for the first time in his career pitched a complete game, struck out six along the way, and amazingly, that first run happened in the first inning, and it looked like he was going to have one of those tough days because the first two guys he faced got on base. And he got out of it. And then our good friend Jay Bruce, who when he does something good, I love how it sounds like they're booing him. But the fans have so quickly, in only his second game at Citizens Bank Park, have just become attached to the guy. And why not? It wasn't a home run today. Today it was a two RBI single that immediately in the bottom of the first gave the Phillies that 2-1 lead. So Pivetta had given up a run early, but right away they get it back. And really from that point on, and by the way, Jay Bruce had the great catch in left where he ran it down, was pretty impressive as well. So you acquire a guy a week ago that you think is going to be a bat that you need in key situations and maybe a couple starts a week. And now here you are because of yet more injury to this roster that he's had to play every day, which is fine. He's done that obviously for years in his career, but it wasn't what you thought you were getting him for. And yet here the Phillies are 2.5 games up in their division over the Atlanta Braves. So, and by the way, we should just mention that was the second consecutive really solid start for Pivetta. And I know in the past, his consistency obviously was the problem and could maybe return and be a problem, but not certainly right now. And in his last outing, he had pitched six innings and then they pinch hit for him and then the whole thing blew up and they ended up losing to the Dodgers 8-0. This time, I was interested to see what would happen in the seventh. Then I was driving, then I got out of my car, and then I realized he was still in the game. And eventually he goes and pitches the complete game. So, one, are you amazed, surprised, or kind of like hanging on that the Phillies are able to continue? They have adjusted their lineup because they've lost their leadoff hitter in Andrew McCutchen. So they've changed that. They have seven bullpen guys that were on their roster on opening day that are currently hurt, and yet they continue to find ways to win. So one, are you surprised? And two, if you were Matt Klentak, do you look and say starting pitching is the greater need or bullpen help? Now keep in mind, and today obviously since Pivetta went the distance, we didn't have to see what the bullpen had, but Velasquez, eighth inning last night, I mean, I think Eflin called it, I forget the adjective, but it was outstanding. And then he sets up Hector Neris. Is that something you could come to rely on since you no longer have Sir Anthony? And that'll be interesting to see in the early part of the week if, in fact, he needs Tommy John surgery. So, anyhow, the need, which is greater in your opinion? And are you surprised how they've kind of just managed to continue to win despite having a lot of injuries and having to adjust to, even changing the lineup, whether we want to include Herrera in that as well. So that would be my first thing. And I'm going to come back to Jay Bruce in a moment. Second thing, just because it was a good conversation that Jamie Lynch had started in terms of the Carson Wentz contract that came to fruition this week. And to me, two things. One, when it's described in terms of financially that it cost you, it cost the franchise $35 million basically to have his rights for another 4 years when his current contract, like, so the 2021 will be when this one kicks in. To me, especially when you see the deals that are done, it doesn't matter that it's the most guaranteed money that's ever been given. It's more what I think. It's just going to be an escalating amount that quarterbacks get. And to think that you have it locked up till 2024 and you believe you made moves to go and draft this guy. Yes, he's had injuries, but it's the same with a Joel Embiid. The injuries were not the same. And eventually you believe this guy's going to be okay. And in the case of Carson, I guess there's two things you can consider. With Carson, it's about how he plays and making some adjustments so that he's not being as dangerous. You know, get rid of the ball faster in certain situations, that kind of thing. With the Joel Embiid, because he is such a big man, that taking care of your body and keeping your weight a certain amount and doing all the things possible so that the pounding is not an issue. And obviously, the higher his weight is, that becomes an issue, in my opinion. So we can continue talking about Carson. To me, that's a no-brainer. You knew they wanted him locked up. And the reason you do it also now, I know financially it certainly looks and makes sense here, but he's your guy in the most important position. He's also your leader. He's a part of this community, and you don't want him thinking about anything else. This is it. We believe in you. Now let's go and get another Super Bowl. That's the way I see it. And then I have to talk about the NBA Finals. Because watching that game last night, I marveled. Let's just start with the first quarter and the fact that Toronto couldn't buy a bucket except for Kawhi Leonard. Toronto had 6 made field goals, 6 of 21 in that first quarter. Kawhi had 5 of them, 5 makes, 5 of 8, and the rest of his team could muster only 1 made field goal. I mean, this guy is, I love watching him play. And so they're hanging around. They're down 6, I think, after the first quarter, down 4 at the half, and then the monster third. This guy in third quarters is amazing. And them as a team to outscore the Warriors, and I know they're down Kevin Durant, but on their home floor in a third quarter, when the other team's trying to even a series and you outscore them 37 to 21, I mean, that's a heck of a defensive effort. And I am also watching and I'm saying, I know we keep going back and people in this town think that this could be the Sixers playing right now. I would say to you, I know about the bouncing ball in game 7. I get that. But do you really think that the Sixers could be playing at the same level that you're watching Toronto play right now? I think you can learn from it. But I don't see how they could be playing at the same level. Serge Ibaka off the bench, 9 of 12 last night. And the defense. Kyle Lowry at the point guard position, just really playing at a high, high level. And I just ask you, tell me who would have filled these roles for the Sixers moving forward had that seventh game gone their way. Because I don't think you can just instantly put them in the finals in this situation, taking on a Warriors team that's taken a couple of hits, of course. But as I said, a couple of years ago when, you know, the Spurs are thumping Golden State and Kawhi goes down and rolls the ankle like he did, and that becomes there's no asterisk next to it that says the Warriors beat a San Antonio team that was minus Kawhi Leonard, who had been the, you know, MVP of the finals in previous years. So, you know, I get that when stars go down, but that's what you're learning, is that people in other occasions, they rise. And so we'll see. Golden State's, you know, they got to go and show what they can do in Toronto. And I personally don't believe Kevin Durant we'll see any time in this series. I think he is truly hurt. I know there was an article out there that say some are questioning if it's a real injury, and I feel like they're just creating a whole nother Kawhi Leonard situation with San Antonio. Like, when a guy has been the MVP of the finals each of the last 2 years, and he's has an injury, I just don't know how you can question that he wouldn't want to be out there. But a lot of things have gone. It's like them versus him out there. And so I personally, my gut tells me, I don't think we're going to see KD in this series. And I think if Golden State's going to win it, they're going to have to do it without him. And I also think that KD has probably played his last game in the Bay Area. Because the feeling of, one, that Toronto has a very good chance right now of upsetting this dynasty. He being KD, free agent, that we know. He's done all of these deals since he got to Golden State on short-term, two-year player option kinds of contracts. And I just think he's going to see it as his time to go, that he did what he could do, but he never totally fit in. And when I say fit in, again, it just seems like when you're reading stuff now, it's a, and maybe the media is pitting it like this. So it looks like it's them versus him, them being the rest of the team versus KD. And I've listened to KD saying he wish it wasn't said that way. Clearly, Golden State is not a better team with him sitting on that bench. Clearly. And how do you want him to respond to that kind of question? He's been the MVP of the finals each of the last 2 years. A question he has to answer that's just not true. And if that makes him look like he's selfish, I disagree. I think it just makes him look honest. So we can talk about the finals. And I think the biggest thing about these finals is that it could shake up a whole lot that will directly impact the Philadelphia 76ers. And how? Because I think there is a very good chance Kawhi Leonard stays in Toronto. And now you have arguably, certainly the best player of these playoffs in your conference, in the conference that you want to get out and get to the finals next year. So he's going to be in your way if that happens. I think that there is a very good chance that Brooklyn does get, well, they're going to get Kyrie, I do believe, and I think KD. And now you have another team in your conference, and if you think Giannis is going away, it's not. And so I'm just saying, I think I feel a shift could happen where the West has been so strong and loaded with really, really good teams these last couple of years, and I don't think it's completely going to the wayside, but I do think, like this year, most people would say there were four teams and they weren't that different in talent. And those four would have been Toronto, Milwaukee, the Sixers, and Boston. And now, not only do you have those teams probably still as good, maybe Boston can't be as good because Kyrie leaves, though I will point out to people that a year ago when they didn't have him in the postseason, they arguably played better than they did this year when he did play. And I'm not saying it's not because of him, and he's a great, great player. But sometimes the chemistry, or, you know, you rise to the occasion and you did as much as you could because that's what the situation deemed. So I would offer to you what you think the East will look like. And like people say, well, go after Kawhi. My thing is, he's either going to stay in Toronto or he's going to L.A. You can go after him, but I think what people don't understand is that window of opportunity to talk to free agents and then sign them, most of them start to agree within those first 24 hours because the money, the cap space for these teams, it gets taken fast. And I mean, I think of teams like Dallas who used to have so much money and they were ready to spend in free agency and they would end up with nothing. which is kind of what the Sixers ended up with last summer. So when you say, you know, why not go after a Kawhi? You can, but you're probably wasting your time. Because I think he knows what his situation is. And if it's not staying there, I think he's made it really clear that he would go to L.A. Now, I mean, if you want to call it 1201 and you're Elton Brand and say, I got to make this call, Kawhi. Do we got any shot? And if he says yes, then all bets are off and you bring him here and you whine and dine and kawine and dine, as they call it in Toronto. I get it. But it's one phone call and you better be real sure that it's a truthful one. Because with a guy like Kawhi and KD, they're getting max money. So it's not going to who pays me the most, like other guys. This is max money guys that you're going to have to pay, and it's about the situation. Is it the right situation for them? And I'm just saying that Kawhi has found a place in Toronto, and he will be beloved forever. Just imagine, like, Nick Foles, but with the talent of the best player in the league. Right? That's how Toronto, I think, views Kawhi Leonard. All right, here's a way that you can win FanFest tickets. So because Jay Bruce has had such a really impressive start to his time in a Phillies uniform, right? So he's had four home runs. The acquisition happened last weekend. So he had four home runs in his first three games. And then today comes through right away, bases loaded, and he has that two RBI single that he hits, right? So we kind of got together, me and Brian, and we said, who? And it has to be an acquisition via trade. We can't do where you drafted him or free agent, because it gets too complicated. So we said acquisition through trade. Now, it could be a trade in the offseason or in season. But who, for any of the four teams, really, really impressed right out of the gate? Or when you think big picture, whoa, that trade was like remarkable for what that person then ended up doing for the given team. So I have a list. I'm not going to share. I'm going to share one just to get us started. And then keep in mind, because as I was doing the list, some of them are obvious, but we can go for less obvious that may not be the all-star kind of acquisition, but just a really, really good in some way, shape, or form, help to change the identity maybe of a given team, or added to the identity of a given team. So think in that, in those terms as well. So here's the one that I'm going to share, because it's like way back a little bit. It was before I ever even lived in this city. I was born here, meaning I wasn't working here in this recent time of my life. In February of 1995, the Flyers acquired Eric Desjardins and John LeClair. And the full trade was the Flyers received LeClair, Desjardins, and Gilbert Dion, who I did not know, from Montreal for Mark Recchi and a 1995 third-round pick. I believe John LeClair went on to have three 50-goal seasons for the Flyers. Desjardins was a heck of a defenseman. I think their names are, you know, the Eric Lindros time of Flyers hockey, you think of these guys. And so that was a heck of an acquisition. Now, I went and looked at LeClair and what he did right out of the gate. He didn't score a goal in his first game with the Flyers. He did have a goal in his second. And then in his fourth game with the Flyers, he scored three goals. So there was an instant, whoa, this guy's really, really good. So that'll be the first one I throw out. Again, we can go all four sports, baseball because of Jay Bruce, but there are plenty others with baseball or the Phillies that we can do. Certainly there's Sixers. It's harder with the Eagles because somehow the trading is not as big as with the other sports, but we found a couple. We have a couple on there that we think are impactful, and I think you will as well. So that we're going to take the top five, and at the end of the shift, we'll pick the five that are, because I didn't want to just give it if you named one that's on my list in case I left somebody off that belongs on here. So we'll evaluate answers at the end of the show, and five people will be getting FanFest tickets, which of course they're free, but you need tickets to get in. So this is one of your ways to get into FanFest, which will take place on August 24th at Xfinity Live. Always a good time there. So your thoughts on Nick Pivetta's performance today? He did pitch a complete game. It has been his second consecutive strong outing. The Phillies won 4-1. They will go for the sweep tomorrow when Aaron Nola is on the hill. Are you surprised that they've been able to maintain their winning ways with kind of a lot of disruption? Injuries, seven bullpen guys being hurt, the latest to be Adam Haseley. And then, you know, obviously McCutcheon is still a new injury, and that forced you to shift your lineup because he was your leadoff guy. And so that, and then you're starting pitching. So how you feel about how they have performed, and then in particular, how Gabe has managed, you know, kind of some rough stuff here for a little bit, and yet they still have a 2.5 game lead on the Atlanta Braves in the NL East. That, if you have thoughts on Carson Wentz, I think it's a no-brainer that you lock the guy up. You knew he was going to be similar to when we talk about max guys in the NBA, Carson Wentz in that position, the money, you can look around. I think per, just go to when that contract kicks in, Russell, Aaron Rodgers, and one other, I'm missing one. There's only three guys who per season make more than what Carson will at that time. However, I think we all would agree those numbers are just going to continue to rise as the salary cap increases and the market. It's always going to be that guy got the next most amount of money. So financially, to lock him up for another 4 years after he's done this rookie deal, well done in my book. You may disagree. Let me know. And then how you think what is happening in the NBA Finals will impact free agency, because I think it looked like there would be a little movement, but now I think all bets are off and a lot of things could change. And it's all because of Toronto right now having a 3-1 series lead, headed back to Toronto for game five. 610-632-0975. D-Line, I'm with you until 10 o'clock.
97.5, The Fanatic. Did you hear what happened with the Phillies? Keep it on Phillies Baseball Authority. 97.5, The Fanatic.
As a small business owner, when was the last time you considered switching internet providers?
I don't even remember. Running a business keeps me pretty busy.
Let's compare your current provider to Comcast Business. Are you getting fast, reliable internet?
Sometimes.
How about a full suite of innovative services like separate Wi-Fi networks, 4G wireless backup, and advanced voice solutions?
I highly doubt it.
Sounds like Comcast Business could give you more. Make the switch to the nation's largest gig speed network now and get an amazing deal. Right now, get fast 150 megabit internet plus 4G LTE backup to keep your business running even when the power goes out. All for just $99.90 per month. Plus, get free installation. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 7/7/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra, subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
I'm a maintainer with the Air National Guard. My hands make metal fly. My hands can fix anything. Aircraft, inside and out, munitions, you name it. My hands serve part-time and save lives. They were forged in the Air National Guard. My hands command top dollar on the market, but my hands can't do it alone. They need your help. Become a maintainer in the Air National Guard. and let's see what our hands can build together. Visit GoANG.com or call us at 1-800-T-O-G-O-A-N-G.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Jamie Lynch. If you bet sports, you need PropSwap. PropSwap is your opportunity to safely buy and sell active sports wagers. If you were hesitant to bet the game and now believe in the team, PropSwap is your second chance. Open the PropSwap app and find a seller who listed his ticket. You can even buy listed tickets during the game. Did you make a bet? Too soon? Sell it on PropSwap and turn it into cash. There are no rules, only big opportunities. Get the PropSwap app right away. PropSwap is the better's edge for sports wagering.
Welcome to Sherwin-Williams.
Hi there. I heard paints are 40% off.
Yep, and stains too.
Right here?
Mm-hmm. Only at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store.
Right now?
Well, June 7th through 10th.
Right on.
Right? Ask Sherwin-Williams, June 7th through 10th, and save 40% on paints and stains, with sale prices starting at $23.09, only at your local Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents...
and Doug.
If I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up.
Did someone just say, if I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up? Ma'am, what if my partner, this wild emu, and I told you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need?
I'd say sign me up for Liberty Mutual. And also, your emu is eating my tire.
Limu! No. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Many banks charge for checking accounts. At Citadel, we pay you. Citadel's Cashback Rewards checking account earns cash back for debit card purchases every month up to $120 per year. And we match every dollar you earn in your first year. That's up to $240 in your first year. Plus, Citadel doesn't charge any ATM fees. Stop by any branch or visit CitadelBanking.com/cashbackchecking to learn more about Citadel's cashback rewards checking. Citadel, banking with one focus, you. Federally insured by NCUA. Transaction requirements apply. Ask for full details.
You're locked in to 97.5 The Fanatic. Brought to you by McCausland Lock Services. Car keys and remotes for up to 50% off. Online at 4carkeys.com.
Sports talk for Broomall and all of Delco.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Phillies 4-1 winners today. Nick Pivetta going the distance. Phillies have now won four in a row, and they've done it while battling a lot of injuries, but they keep on keeping on. NBA Finals will continue with Game 5 on Monday, and just watching what Kawhi Leonard and the Raptors have done to go up 3-1 in this series against the Warriors team that's taken their own beating in terms of injuries as well. But my question to the folks out there is this, especially if Toronto is able to finish this off and end the reigning champs run for now, I think it can greatly impact free agency. And in doing so, that could also impact the Philadelphia 76ers. And we've been talking for so long about consistency and trying to keep those two guys, Jimmy Butler and Tobias Harris, so that you have the team that you believe can get you to the finals in place for an entire season. But if a Kawhi is still in the Eastern Conference, if KD and Kyrie hook up in Brooklyn, how does that impact the decisions that Jimmy Butler and Tobias Harris make about their future? Let's go to Jamal in West Philly. Jamal, thanks for calling the Fanatic.
Hey, what's going on, D'Lon?
How are you?
Not bad. I originally called with the Jimmy Butler point, but after having some time to think about it, I came up with the Roy Holiday one.
Oh, yeah. He's on the list, absolutely.
Definitely, that was a cool one. But besides that, I had a point to bring up. Me and my girlfriend was out walking a dog. We live in Fishtown, and we actually ran into Brett Brown and Ben Simmons' parents.
Get out.
They were out. Yo, dead serious. I got a picture and everything. And it was, Brett was super cool. Like, the parents, they left off. And then I was just wondering, like, damn, I wonder what they were talking about. Like, was it possibly, like, do we got to figure this out with the shooting? Or is it, like, are they planning to trade? It was just something I definitely wanted to call and get another opinion on. Like, what do you possibly think?
All right, wait a minute. Could have been? First of all, I think it's so funny. I wonder what, they must have been at a place of dining or eating in Fishtown. Must be some place that they know and like, I would think.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, is it definitely, like, one at an upscale cooler restaurant,
but definitely not Ben wasn't with them, right? Just the parents.
No, I would have spotted that guy. Okay. Yeah, just the parents.
Yep. Well, he's known Ben's dad for a long time because he coached him in Australia, so I wouldn't be surprised that they are friends, in addition to that he now actually coaches his son at the highest level. I have no idea what that conversation, it could go a million ways. But it could just be two friends going out for a bite to eat on a weekend in the summer. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking,
and
too,
I'm not sure, but because I see his parents at every game, they possibly live in that area.
I was thinking they're possibly like the Jersey area, too.
Yeah, or they could live right there in Fishtown. I mean, there's a lot of nice places to buy and live there now.
Right.
Yeah, so, but very good eye on your part. And I love that you got a picture. That's a riot.
Yeah, man. It was pretty cool. I was excited the whole night.
I'm just curious, Jamal. Did you ask the father, say, hey, well, you know, is your son working on his jump shot? Or did you leave that out of the
I wanted to. I was like, no, I'm just being respectful and not cross any lines, definitely.
Smart move. All right, you said Roy Halladay, so I'm going to put you on hold because that's definitely on my list and you could be one of the five winners.
Cool.
All right, hold on, Jamal. That's a good one. Absolutely, Roy Halladay. Jimmy Butler, just so we know, since Jamal was contemplating, but he had a little time to think about it. Jimmy Butler's first game with the he was like 6 of 12. He had 14 points in his first game that he played. He wasn't active. He flew in and wasn't active after the trade. And then he played in the next game. Let's see what he had. Jimmy Butler. 14 points and on 6 of 12 shooting. So that, you know, he kind of eased his way in, which I think is good and fair. But he certainly would be thought, because it happened this year, similar to Jay Bruce happening, you know, early in the Philly season. I consider June still early, and Jimmy's was done back in November. Let's go to Brian in Plymouth Meeting. Brian, thanks for calling the Fanatic.
Hey, D. How's it going?
It goes.
So, want to talk some Sixers for next year. So I think I might have said this to you before, but I really still think it's going to be us and the Bucks.
What do you think? You're putting Kawhi doesn't stay?
I mean, I'll believe that a California kid that spent most of his life in California or Texas, you know, I don't think he's going to sign on to stay in Canada. But, you know, I could be wrong. But, honestly, the rest of that team doesn't impress me. And I feel like having gone to a championship, they might kind of keep guys around that maybe they'd be better off letting go,
right? Like, so it could be a one and done is what you're saying, whereas when Golden State was doing it, you could see the dynasty being built.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep,
and now you can kind of see the end of it. Although, the one thing is that I really felt like Durant was gone, but this does kind of give him, if they end up losing without him, then, you know, I feel like his motivation is kind of to get recognition on some level. And, you know, the fact that they lost without him could allow him to just come back and win and, you know, get that recognition he craves.
I totally agree with you. The only thing I don't know, and it would have to be the inner workings is the only way you could know, is if he feels like he's completely alienated and that they blame one, that the one article today is actually questioning if it's a real injury, which I think...
Well,
you cannot do that. I mean, that's creating a Kawhi Leonard situation that he had with San Antonio. You can't when these guys who play at high levels, and we're talking, you know, MVP of each of the last two finals, and he has an injury, and now somewhere from the outside, you're hearing that they're questioning. Now, whether it's true or not, the fact that that's being written, it cannot be good in KD's mind, and it cannot create harmony within the organization, and I think it will play a part in his decision making.
What outlet was that from? I got to check that out.
Was it a
Golden State or was it a national?
Well, it's the Athletic, but it's
okay.
You know, that's
right, it's
regionalized.
Out.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
And then I don't think it was the same person, but if you go to Twitter and it starts listing the things that have happened since he was the MVP of last year's final, like when Draymond called him a certain name, when the owner came out and said Steph deserves more. Twice he did that, and like they sound, some of it's humorous, but when it's listed all in a row, you say to yourself, you know what, it won't surprise me now if KD goes somewhere else. And I only wish that there had been ever any conversation that he thought coming to Philadelphia. All you ever hear is New York. You never hear Philly in that.
Well, I mean, I think I've really felt like he was going to go and try to basically set up his own team where he was there first, and
that's
and
true.
Other guys come around him.
Well,
I'm not really concerned.
He can do that in Brooklyn with Kyrie if he wants.
Which I'm not concerned about, because I don't see two offensive guys who perform best with the ball in their own hands. I don't see that as
working
a great
together.
Mesh.
Yeah.
Mm. And then the one thing I really want to get into, because you know, I spent all last offseason this fall just kind of trying to push back on the Celtics are going to be a dynasty thing, because I really felt that there was a case where they had some issues that they were going to deal with, and they ended up dealing with them. And to me, you know what no one talks about? Al Horford could be a free agent as well, and
he
could be jumping somewhere on a max, because this Boston team could be not rebuilding, but trying to retool around Jaylen Brown and Tatum. And why does Horford want to spend the last couple of years of his career
playing like that? Yeah, rebuild.
Yeah,
interesting.
So I really could see them taking a step back. So, I mean, I think it's going to be very interesting to see what the Bucks do, because they have a weird ownership situation and they're going to have to commit a lot of money to guys. I mean, for example, let me leave you with this question, dude.
All right, go ahead.
Would you rather be paying Chris Middleton the max, or would you rather be paying Tobias Harris the max?
It's an excellent question, Brian, and I'm going to tell you, I hear what you're saying, but part of what is key there is that Giannis and Middleton are very tight. And I know that you can't make decisions emotionally, but for the way Giannis plays, Middleton's outside shooting is a necessity. And so I'm just saying that I believe in Milwaukee that Middleton has a very distinct, absolute role. And for that reason, I understand. I know what you're saying. Tobias is a more all-around player. Probably. But does he fit always necessarily with what the Sixers are doing? He does when he can make an outside shot. But in the Milwaukee situation, I think Middleton is an absolute fit need. And Giannis knows it. And the team knows that Giannis needs him. And if you're not going to do it with Middleton, what is your plan B? And that is really what happens in some of these situations. You do have to overpay. You have to overpay because what is the other alternative? And, you know, you hope you make the right call. You hope you make the right call. I mean, I'll just use a Siakam real quick example of, like, when you want to talk about a guy developing a shot, that he came back with a shot and a handle from last year to this. I mean, I don't know how that guy's not going to get. Now, again, we're seeing it in the postseason and voting already took place. But so I guess I'm bringing it up because improvement happens. Definitely. Absolutely can happen. But when you're Milwaukee and you're faced with this and you believe you have one of the top five players in the league, and you didn't have the right ending to this season, you know, I think you need more than just Giannis. And Middleton's probably going to be the guy that gets the pay. And others are going to have to go. And you're going to have to fill in accordingly around the roster. 610-632-0975. We're talking about impactful trades like Jay Bruce, who's come up with 4 home runs in his first 3 games with the Phillies and then again delivered today at Citizens Bank Park. It can be any one of the 4 teams.
And be creative.
Right. And
ones we're not thinking
and
of.
And be creative. Right. Because there's some, like, I like the Roy Halladay. He, of course, was on my list. I gave the Eric Desjardins and John LeClair back in the day, 1995, for Mark Recchi and a 3rd-round pick. Great, great one. But there can be smaller ones. I'll throw another one out, maybe on the other side. A smaller one. I think I'll be sharing a small one on the other side. But to me, it was important in terms of chemistry of a team. 610-632-0975. D-Line them here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. It's the biggest summer party ever.
And you are invited.
Fanatic Fan Fest 2019 hits Philly on Saturday, August 24th at Xfinity Live. The party is free.
But you have to win tickets to get in.
3, 2, 1. Listen all week as we give away the ultimate summer party tickets. Fanatic Fan Fest 2019, Saturday, August 24th at Xfinity Live. And only from your summer party station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Brought to you by DHY Motorsports. Make summer funner on a Wave Runner. Shop DHY.com, the area leader for everything power sports.
There's a place in Pennsylvania where the aroma of freshly baked bread takes you back to a kinder, gentler time. A time when families still gather together to enjoy a handmade tomato pie. When traditional recipes and fresh ingredients combine for an authentic old-world taste. That time and place still exist at Corpolese Bakery and Deli. Since 1924, the Corpolese family has been sharing their favorite foods and flavors with their favorite Philadelphians. Hand-carved deli meats and cheeses, freshly baked breads, rolls, cookies, pies, and more. And of course, the world-famous Corpolese tomato pie, voted best in Philadelphia in 2014. Corpolese Bakery and Deli in Norristown, Limerick, and Douglasville, where 4 generations of pride go into everything they make, including hoagie and party trays, specialty cakes, and stromboli. Take yourself back to a better time at Corpolese Bakery and Deli, where nostalgia isn't just a word, it's an ingredient. Learn more at CorpoliseBakery.com.
For years, you've been thinking about LASIK. You've been talking about LASIK. And now, there's never been a better time to do something about LASIK. Right now, LASIK Plus is offering LASIK starting at just $250 per eye. If you're nearsighted, farsighted, or have an astigmatism, LASIK Plus, America's most recommended LASIK provider, can help fix your vision for only $250, our best price ever. So get rid of the daily hassles of contacts and glasses and enjoy the newfound freedom of LASIK. From LASIK Plus, call 844-211-2020 today and schedule your free LASIK exam. Dr. Julian Procope has performed over 10,000 procedures and is one of the area's most experienced LASIK surgeons. So take advantage of this amazing $250 price today. Call 844-211-2020 or visit LASIK250.com. Results may vary. Restrictions apply. See details at LASIK250.com.
America was built by people who rolled their sleeves up and got to work. And it wasn't easy. Workers faced treacherous obstacles building bridges, buildings, and cities. Brick by brick, through blood, sweat, and tears, with grit and perseverance, blue-collar America built our great nation. Today, that legacy continues with the next generation of American workers. Boot Barn Work. So, what's stopping you?
Is just a different type of learner. He needed something that worked with his needs. I discovered Cyber School. PA Leadership Charter School works closely with my family, and now my son is thriving in an online school. Best choice I ever made. To learn more, visit PALCS.org. What are you waiting for? Palcs makes it possible.
Copays, codes, coupons. Searching for savings on prescriptions is so complex, it's like you need a doctorate degree. Fortunately, CVS Pharmacy employs thousands who have one. Our pharmacists. Plus, we built a proprietary search tool to help them find you savings on prescriptions. You don't need to know all of that complicated stuff. You just need to know someone who does. your friendly doctor or pharmacy at your local CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Ask pharmacist for details.
Are your carpets filled with memories, as well as stains, odors, and a few other things? The Home Depot makes replacing that carpet easy, with more styles and colors to choose from, and free installation done by licensed local professionals backed for life. Today is the day for doing, with free carpet installation done right, guaranteed. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. $699 minimum purchase required. For license information, visit homedepot.com/license numbers. Offer valid through June 16th, 2019.
Find out where the Dietz & Watson Mobile Broadcast Center will broadcast from next at 975thefanatic.com. Presented by Dietz & Watson's Real Philly Deli Hoagie Guide. Online at realphillydeli.com.
Jason Stark plays on one station in Philly. 97.5, The Fanatic.
So, Jay Bruce, a week ago, was with the Mariners, and now he is a Philadelphia Philly, and he has definitely made his presence felt in his first week on the job with the wearing the pinstripes. So we ask you, impactful trades that have happened in this town where a guy just comes and makes a really good first impression. We're also accepting, like, when you look back and you say, wow, that really was a great trade for that team, given what that person brought to the table over that, you know, instant season, whatever time that was. So we're going to go to Neil in Ben Salem because he has a thought on such a thing. Neil, thanks for calling the Fanatic.
Yeah, hey, Dave.
How are you?
I'm doing well. I guess right out of the gate, I'll go with my my trade. I'm going to go with Jay Ajayi only because they traded for him, I think it was late September, early October. And when you put him and LeGarrette Blount and Corey Clement together, I mean, they were the best rushing team that year and went all the way to a Super Bowl. So plus, kind of interesting, you know, you don't, obviously with the NFL, you don't have as many trades as in the other three sports.
No, I know.
So.
That's why I said at the top, I'm like, my list is kind of short in the football department, but Jay Ajayi was on mine.
Oh, cool.
Yep. So you did well there.
Here's my point. And it's not really going to be a Negadelphia type of point, but it's not disturbing, but concerning as a sports fan. I'm not sure, like, I like you, was born here, lived here basically my entire life. But recently, I'd say recently, like even the last two or three years where, especially the salary cap sports, and even with baseball, and it may have even started with Bryce Harper.
Okay.
When did the Philadelphia fandom start worrying about money? I mean, I listen to your station, I listen to the other station, and, you know, with Wentz, with Harper, I'm sure with Hoskins is going to get a huge contract after this year or next year. You know, with Jimmy Butler coming up, possibly with Tobias Harris.
Yep.
Yeah,
well,
prices for tickets for all four teams are going to go up every year, regardless of who they sign. But when as a city did we worry about Jeffrey Lurie's money or Comcast money? And it's kind of disturbing because I just want to win.
Yeah, I'm totally with you on that. I will say that people worry about bad contracts. I don't think they're worried about who spends the money. I think they worry about teams getting stuck with bad contracts, which then sends them back into losing or mediocrity. Do you know what I'm saying? So
no,
I think it's a little bit of fear. Like,
but it's like a double-edged sword in the city because, I mean, I love our I think we're one of the most vibrant sports towns in
sure.
America, especially after the Super Bowl win. But it's a double-edged sword because eventually you're going to get stuck with a bad contract
yes.
if you want to compete for year. But then the same people that would be complaining about a bad Bryce Harper contract are going to be the same people that complain if they let Jimmy Butler walk.
Right.
So you can't have it both ways. I would rather get stuck with a bad – let's say Bryce Harper tanks. I'd rather get stuck with a bad Bryce Harper contract than have Nick Williams in right field for the next 8 years.
Right. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
I know the management or the owners of my team, the Phillies, just as an example, are going just about all in this year. I'm not going to say all in because they haven't.
Pitching is still needed.
Yeah. A reliever, right. I would say, a center fielder with McCutchen down. But, you know, I don't want bad contracts, like sign three guys just for the sake of signing them. But, you know, Matt Klentak, I thought, had a really good offseason.
Oh, and excellent.
I don't think any of those contracts, especially with the pitching the last couple of years, Arrieta, in my opinion, is a bad contract. But it's only 3 years. It's not five, six, or eight, you know?
And honestly, you need him. We can complain and say he's not a number two, but you needed him.
I agree. Yeah, I totally agree. And the only lengthy contract that Klentak has incurred the last 2 years is Harper. And if we would not have gotten Harper or Machado,
the town would have, they would have hated that.
Maybe lighten your show up saying, I can't believe we didn't sign anybody.
Yep.
And,
totally agree.
You can't have it both ways, you know? I don't know.
I hear you. All right, Neil, hang on because JHI is a good one.
All right, you got it. Thank you.
Thanks for calling the Fanatic. Appreciate it. Yeah, I think what happens, so when you're, let's just use the trusting the process as an example to back up what Neil is saying. When you're going through trust the process and you have the ability to sign your, like that was a time where you were on the cheap and signing short-term deals with guys, you know, one-year contracts because you, as you were getting better with your talent that you drafted, you know, you didn't want to be wasting the money that you wanted to have salary cap space at the right time to play in the free agency game. Now that time is this year. It was last summer and they knew they had two summers to do this. But that, I think, Neil, is what, you know, it's not that they don't say, oh my God, why did you, like with Carson Wentz, I don't think anybody cares that $107 million is guaranteed. I think they just hope that he stays healthy and it comes up in the conversation about the contract. Let's go to Mike in Exton. Mike, thanks for calling the Fanatic.
Hey, it's great to talk to you.
Thank you.
We were out at Citizens Bank Park today. It was a beautiful day.
Wow, it was a beautiful day.
I was there with my 10-year-old, and we got to see a great Phillies effort, a full game by Nick Pivetta.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It's sort of like seeing a giraffe at the North Pole, I think. You don't get to see a full game very often anymore or a game that's under 2.5 hours.
That's true. The time of it is also also good. I like that.
Absolutely. I think it just shows the importance of quality starting pitching if we're talking about relief help or starting pitcher help.
Well, part of it, Mike, I think, and I don't know what Gabe Kapler would say, because analytics is usually why they don't allow these guys to go the distance, right? But given how beat up their bullpen is, and a guy was going as well as he was, which, by the way, in his last outing, Pivetta was kind of on the same path, and they took him out, and that blew up in their face. So a wise decision, I would say, to leave him in today, and good for the kid to have come through, you know, with the win.
Absolutely. It was a joy to watch.
Yes. Do you have an impactful trade for me?
I do. I'm always impressed by the trade the Eagles executed in 2009 for Jason Peters, that left tackle.
Jason Peters. I do not remember that trade. See, it's harder for football. I always think they come as free agents in the off season. Jason Peters is a great one. Really good.
Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer, absolutely. All right, Mike, that goes on the list. So hang on so that Brian can get your info.
Great. Thanks very much.
All right, Mike, thanks for making the call to 97.5 The Fanatic. That's a good one. See, this is why I said I was going to make a list of just the top five, right? And then I said to myself, what if I don't think of one of them that is so impactful? And by the way, to just pick five is tough because there are a lot out there. So I was, for instance, I'll just share so that, now Jason Peters, that's big time because that's Hall of Famer, is correct by Mike. But I said, you can think outside the box. It can be a smaller deal that becomes a big deal in terms of the chemistry of a team. So I'm just going to say one because I just saw him and he's still in this area. But for instance, the Sixers trading Jerry Stackhouse and Eric Montrose to the Pistons for one Aaron McKee and Theo Ratliff. Maybe it doesn't sound huge, right? It's twofold. Prior to that trade, Allen Iverson was playing the point guard position and Jerry Stackhouse was two guard. And Larry Brown, when he made the deal, which was December of, I guess, might have been the year before. I have to check the date. But anyhow, Larry Brown says, this is not working. But while you do that, that enabled the Sixers to move Iverson to a shooting guard position, right? And eventually they go and they have Eric Snow as a point guard. Aaron McKee could play point guard when necessary at times. And it changed the whole chemistry of what Eric Allen and Aaron became in what would become a finals run in 2001.
Now, I was like in sixth grade when this happened, so you're obviously covering the team. Correct me if I'm wrong. People weren't overly excited about that trade, right?
No. Yeah, they didn't like
exactly.
it at all.
They didn't like it at all. That's what I remember.
Even though Aaron McKee was a hometown guy. They loved Aaron McKee.
But they didn't want to get rid of Stackhouse.
They didn't want to get rid of Stackhouse. And Aaron wasn't like a big time NBA player yet.
Yeah.
He goes on to be sixth man of the year.
And nobody knew Ratliff.
Right. And nobody knew that Ratliff was a flat out NBA shot blocker. 610-632-0975. Impactful NBA. My brain is in the NBA. Impactful trades that have been made a big difference on one of the four in this city at any time. We can go back. We can be present day like Jay Bruce. You can't use Jay Bruce because he's the whole reason we're doing this. And the other thing is, with the Phillies, who won their fourth straight today with Pivetta going the distance, are you surprised that they've been able to maintain what they're doing and keep winning and continue to lead the NL East? And do they need starting pitching more than bullpen help? Which does Matt Klentak really have to zone in on? And finally, the NBA Finals could greatly impact what happens in free agency, which could directly impact the Sixers and their future. Because now I think there will be greater movement, and I think a lot of that movement may affect what the Eastern Conference looks like next year. So we can talk about that as well. 610-632-0975. D-Line, I'm with you here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. While you're having fun in the sun, we are getting ready for football. Philadelphia's football station, 97.5, The Fanatic.
As a small business owner, when was the last time you considered switching internet providers?
I don't even remember. Running a business keeps me pretty busy.
Let's compare your current provider to Comcast Business. Are you getting fast, reliable internet?
Sometimes.
How about a full suite of innovative services like separate Wi-Fi networks, 4G wireless backup, and advanced voice solutions?
I highly doubt it.
Sounds like Comcast Business could give you more. Make the switch to the nation's largest gig speed network now and get an amazing deal. Right now, get fast 150 megabit internet plus 4G LTE backup to keep your business running even when the power goes out. All for just $99.90 per month. Plus, get free installation. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 7/7/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra, subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
My name is Brandon. I am a manager of tire sales at Firestone Complete Auto Care. When you come here to get service, we're going to take care of your car. Because you take care of your car is going to take care of you.
Come in for the Firestone Complete Auto Care Epic Sales Event and save $100 when you spend $500 or more. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Valid June 6th through June 9th. Exclusions apply. Not be combined with other offers. Additional fees may apply where lawful. See store for details.
Are your carpets filled with memories, as well as stains, odors, and a few other things? The Home Depot makes replacing that carpet easy, with more styles and colors to choose from, and free installation done by licensed local professionals backed for life. Today is the day for doing the free carpet installation done right, guaranteed. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. $699 minimum purchase required. For license information, visit homedepot.com/license numbers. Offer valid through June 16th, 2019.
The Fanatics Deal of the Week has your Father's Day covered with the Ron Jaworski Golf Passport. For just $89, he'll enjoy a round of golf at each of Ron's awesome courses. Downingtown Country Club, Ramblewood Country Club, Running Deer Golf Club, Riverwinds Golf and Tennis Club, Blue Heron Pines Golf Club, and Valleybrook Country Club. Make that happy, or keep it for yourself. You deserve a Ron Jaworski Golf Passport. Six rounds, just $89 with free shipping. But it's only available now through Sunday or while supplies last at 975thefanatic.com. Keyword, deal.
General Building Contractors Association, Philly's Commercial Construction Association, GBCA members have built our skylines, Philly's most iconic buildings, and every day, thanks to the GBCA, they're building more than just buildings, they're building skills and knowledge. The GBCA is helping to build a safer workforce. Excellence is building in the greater Philadelphia region, and the GBCA sets the standard of building excellence. The General Building Contractors Association. Visit GBCA.com to learn more.
Amstel Light knows there's nothing like finally getting together with old friends out on the golf course. It's why Amstel Light is partnering with GolfNow.com, the number one golf tee time booking site, to save you $20 on your next round of 18 and for a chance to win $100 in GolfNow credit. Visit AmstelLight.com or a local retailer for complete rules and details. Amstel Light, the beer drinker's light beer. No purchase necessary. Must be 21 or over to enter. Void where prohibited. Enjoy Amstel Light responsibly. Copyright 2019 Amstel Light Lager Beer. Imported by Amstel USA, White Plains, New York.
You've waited all year for the family road trip. Keep it memorable for all the right reasons with BF Goodrich Tires. And right now you'll save a carload of cash during the Get Your Summer On sale at CJ's Tire and Automotive. If you like living life in the fast lane and having more on-ramp rev and curve-hugging fun than anybody else, well, BF Goodrich Tires can do that. BF Goodrich Tires, your ticket to playground Earth. Punch your ticket during CJ's Get Your Summer On sale now through Saturday, June 15th. For all the details, click CJTire.com. CJ's Tire, better, faster, and more affordable.
Live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast, you are listening to the sports voice of the new Philadelphia. 97.5, The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station.
Welcome to the Fanatic family.
...8:01 on this Saturday evening. Hope everybody's enjoying this beautiful weekend in June. D-Line, I'm with you here on 97.5. Impactful trades. The Phillies made one last week with Jay Bruce, or bringing Jay Bruce in from the Mariners, and immediately his bat has produced four home runs in his first three games, and today yet another really important at-bat because it was a two RBI single that gave the Phillies a 2-1 lead in the bottom of the first. They never relinquished that lead. They pick up their fourth consecutive victory. And we bring this up because if we think about it, sometimes trades can be that good that quick. Now, in Jay Bruce's case, because McCutchen goes down, he's been in the lineup. Maybe he wouldn't have had those at-bats had he not had to be in the starting lineup. We don't know, but this is what he's done. So it shouldn't come as big surprise. But there have been others across the board. The ones that we've been given by other callers, we had Roy Halladay, Jay Ajayi, and Jason Peters. I threw out the first one, which was a hockey one, Desjardins and LeClaire, who came to Philadelphia in exchange for Mark Recchi. That was back in 1995. And then I also, just so we can think, it doesn't have to be the biggest of names. Like Jason Peters is a Hall of Famer, and in that case, he was unhappy, and I think he had held out with the Bills at that time. And in that sport, a lot of times that can force something. But you can go smaller, too. Maybe the names aren't as big, but they are impact. And in the case of Aaron McKee and Theo Ratliff, brought defense with Ratliff, who was a great shot blocker. And Aaron McKee, who was a local guy, allowed for Aaron, not directly, but with Stackhouse gone, Allen Iverson could move to the two-guard position. And we know where that led for him in terms of MVP and scoring and whatnot, just by being able to move him to the two-guard spot. Let's go to Mohammed in the Northeast. Mohammed, thanks for calling 97.5.
Hi, D. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. So I was thinking 2001, the Kenny Mutombo coming to the 86ers.
Oh, yes. That's a big one for me because I am of the strong belief that if they never make that trade, I don't think that they get to the finals.
To the final.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
And,
he was defensive player that year.
I was just going to say, people, I'm not sure if everybody remembers or paid attention, but yes, he was the defensive player of the year.
Yeah.
And he put up a fight with Shaq, who was still in his prime at that point.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
He was actually one of the centers that could actually, you know, take on Shaq.
Yep. Yep. From a physical standpoint. And even a healthy Theo Ratliff, that would have been a tall order for. Yep. Because he just, size wise, Mutombo took the beating and he took it pretty well.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. I was thinking.
Yes.
About just. And the NBA coming, the free agents coming up.
Free agency?
Free agency.
Yep.
If Kawhi wins the championship.
Yes.
Because right now everybody's been talking about him leaving, right? Nobody's giving Toronto a chance of keeping him.
I think if he wins
the championship, what happened to that?
I think it's shifted a little bit to the conversation because they're up 3-1 now. I'm going to try to get somebody from Toronto on the show tomorrow because I'd love to hear what the chatter in that city is about retaining him and him staying with the team. Because I think it's important. It affects the other free agents and teams that are signing free agents. It has a really big impact. Where he and KD go, to me, they're the two biggest. Those two guys, their decisions impact a lot of things.
Now, because everybody's been talking about him going to win championship. If he has already won it there, why would he go to? I understand the city, the money part. The money maybe doesn't make so much difference. But, you know, if you're looking at upgrade, going to the Clippers, it's not an upgrade at that point. You know, if you already won the championship.
Not unless you go with somebody of all-star caliber and then try to build it yourselves. I mean, we've seen it. You know, when LeBron goes with D. Wade and Bosh, you know, that's what happens. When you get a Clay, a Steph, you know, a Draymond and a KD, you start to win championships. So, I mean, it can be done.
True.
All right, hang on. Mutombo's a good one, Mohammed, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your Saturday. Hang on.
Okay, you too.
Mutombo, Dikembe Mutombo, for sure. Yeah, that's, again, impactful trade came at the February trade deadline. And I know at that point the Sixers' record was very good, but Theo was hurt. And as it turned out, Theo Ratliff never returned to play that season with the Atlanta Hawks. And then after the All-Star break, the Sixers' record was but they had what I call, they had kind of like banked it. And so they had such a strong first half of the season that they were already in position where they would have home court advantage in the East until they got to the finals. 610-632-0975. In addition to impactful trades, and the reason this conversation has come up because of the production that Jay Bruce has instantly brought to the Phillies lineup with his bat. So you get thinking about how teams have acquired and even what the need was at the time. Was it because injury happened? Maybe. Was it just because in the case when we talk about Aaron McKee and Theo Ratliff deal that a coach wanted to move a player to another spot and it was like it wasn't working with the personnel he had. So, you know, yes, Jerry Stackhouse, big time player, but he and Allen Iverson together wasn't going to work. So you got to move on. And a lot of times when you give up the name like a Stackhouse for two lesser names, like two equal in the one, a lot of times that doesn't always work out. In this case, very much worked out because of what it created in terms of team and chemistry. Before I move on to more calls, 610-632-0975. I have one that didn't qualify, so just make sure this qualifies. Eric Snow wouldn't qualify as an impactful trade because when he first came from Seattle, he came and rode the bench, and he averaged like 18 minutes a game. It was the following year that he became a starting point guard for them and averaged almost 36 minutes a game. But so if we're talking the impactful, I couldn't include him because it took a year before that happened. But we have a couple good ones on the list, so I'll be curious to see if you have any one of the ones we have on the list. Let's go to Terry in Philly. Terry, thank you for calling 97.5.
Hey, how you doing, D?
I'm doing great.
I had one point that I was going to make, then I'll give you my trade.
Okay.
I think the Sixers in free agency, I see us maybe signing back Jimmy Butler for Lucky, but yes. I don't see any big name free agents coming here because it's Philly versus L.A. What would you rather live? Where would you rather lose? You'd rather lose in L.A. than Philly.
Well, but here's the only thing I always say about that, Terry, in the middle of a season, right? How much living are we really doing when you're playing and you're on the road and you're in the gym and then you go, like, where I have my off-season house matters most to me if I'm a player.
That's a good point, but if you look at it this way, where do most players like to be at now? It's about lifestyle in the game now. They don't really care about
Well, that's true. When L.A. gets people, it usually is they are also involved in other businesses, which is the reason that people, in addition to Golden State being a winning situation, all that technology and companies up there that a lot of players have gotten involved business-wise in that regard. So that has been an attraction up there.
Mm-hmm. Andre Iguodala, look at him, case in point.
Exactly. And now now he actually runs like, I don't know if you call them, like, but business seminars. He's not running them, but he gets people together to like brainstorm about this stuff and where players might want to invest their money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so anyhow, sorry. What is your impactful trade?
Well, I had two.
Give me your best one.
Best one, then it would have to be Matt Stairs.
It would be Max Ayers?
No, Matt Stairs. Matt Stairs.
Oh, Matt remember? Stairs. Matt Stairs. I'm sorry. I was like Max Ayers. Matt Stairs is a great one, especially for, I wonder what year that was.
08.
Was it 08 that they got him?
I think it was 08 or 07 we got him, and then he just started knocking home runs.
Knocking home runs left and right, and they needed him. Yeah, that's a good one.
He had that grand slam.
Yep, he did. And that's what we're talking about, that the impact is he'll forever be remembered for that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yes. I like that one, Terry. All right, hold on. Brian will take your info, and at the end, we're going to have pick five, all right?
All right, thank you.
All right, Terry, have a great rest of your Saturday. Matt Stairs. I like it. See, this is why he wasn't on my list. And that's why I say it's a list that goes on and on and on and on. Because I just thought of one that technically, I got to double check. I want to double check it before I share it. But Matt Stairs to the Phillies in 08 was a biggie. A bat that will go down in history for the Grand Slam. Let's see. And while we're doing this, I also want to go back to, the Phillies did win their fourth consecutive game today, and Pivetta was lights out. He struck out six. He went the distance. The only run he allowed was in that first inning, quite frankly, and it looked a little shaky was his start, and then he had two on, and Franco had a grounder hit to him, and he turned the double play. Well, he went second. Yeah, they turned the double play. Run scored, but now there were two out, and it got Pivetta out of that inning fairly quickly after that. So, and then he settled in, and this is his second consecutive really solid start after actually, and it was his third since being down there in the minors. And I guess, you always wonder, what kind of adjustments were they mechanical that he made while he spent time down in the majors? I was listening to the radio broadcast, and one of the things they were talking about, and this is when Pivetta was still going, the game was still going on, was what separates is can he consistently, now you don't have to be a complete game every time out, but can you consistently have good games as opposed to having one good game, maybe too mediocre, and then a bad game, and then a good game again? Like, to have more good games, and then maybe you have one here, and then maybe four more good games, as opposed to the up and down and all over the place. And so right now, his first one back, he Pivetta pitched five innings, and I think he gave up three earned runs. Then his next outing, the fact that he was done after six was not his fault. They pinch hit for him, and that ended up blowing up in their face because they lost 8-0 to the Dodgers. And then, but at that time, he hadn't allowed a run. And then they have the outing that he had today. So, all good stuff when it comes to Pivetta right now. But the bigger issue is if you are looking at the Phillies, who still lead the NL East by 2.5 games on the Braves, if you are Klentak, where is your greatest concern? Is it your starting pitching, or is it your banged up bullpen? Because now they have seven guys that are injured, that are on their, that were on their roster opening day to be their bullpen. Seven. Now, if you look at last night, Velasquez gives them everything they would want in that eighth inning, where you no longer have Sir Anthony. And then you have Hector. He's setting Hector Neris up to close it out. But if you had to put your attention, and I'm not saying that you can only do one thing at a time, but if you are looking at the situation, and somebody else said, you know, well, let's not forget about center field because McCutcheon is down. So, you know, all of these things, it's nice that they continue to ride this ship and pick up like this again. Another series win is already in the books, no matter what happens tomorrow. But that you can continue to win despite having some adversity, whether it's injuries to your arms or injuries to, you know, your bats, or in this case, you know, the outfield. So anyhow, where would you want Klentak's attention in this moment? And what does he need to be targeting? And obviously we've seen some pitching that was out there that they weren't interested in, or I shouldn't say not interested, but didn't. Keuchel didn't end up here. Kimbrel didn't end up here. They did both ended up in the National League. So that doesn't mean they didn't have other things are on their mind to go out and acquire. And actually I thought it was a good list. I think, let me see. It was in Philly Voice today where, and I don't know if it was today's, or I think it was yesterday or today, and it listed like five pitchers that they would hope that you, and they only put people on it that they thought would be expendable because their teams aren't doing well. So pitchers that were on teams that are still in the race, whether it's wild card or otherwise, they didn't go there. So they'll continue to expand the list as time goes on and teams fall further out. But on this was Bumgarner from the Giants, Stroman from the Jays, Aaron Sanchez from the Jays, Matt Boyd from the Tigers, and then the ironic part was Tanner Roark from the Reds, who pitched against them today, but he was the fifth guy on this list, and it was Pivetta who picked up the 4-1 win. But if you were looking at Tanner Roark, I guess the only question you would say, is he really an upgrade from what you already have in your starting rotation? And you don't base it just on one game, but you certainly would, you know, some of those other names, like, let's face it, Bumgarner would be a no-brainer. But what do you have to do to get him? What do you have to give up? That kind of thing. So that would be on the Phillies topic. And then on the basketball topic, the fact that Kawhi Leonard has the Toronto Raptors leading the finals 3-1 with a banged up Golden State Warriors team. KD didn't play last night. I think it will be doubtful that he plays in Monday's game. Klay came back Now, I don't know how, if you could put a number on his percentage of how he feels, but clearly, and let's face it, Toronto couldn't do anything, and they hung around for that first quarter when they couldn't make a bucket and to only be down four at the half. I'm sure they went into the locker room saying, all right, we're in a great position for having played the way we played. And their defense in the third when they held Golden State to just 21 points and then only 92 for the game. I mean, come on, tip the hat to that. And, but the reason I really bring this up is because I think what's happening in this finals, whether we talk about Kawhi, KD, I think Clay is staying because when he said, I can't imagine ever playing with another point guard other than Steph Curry, to me, that was writing on the wall that he will stay where he is, and I understand that. But the KD and the Kawhi, you know, I think there was a lot of speculation where those two guys will go. And I think it's a bigger picture now than it was maybe a week ago because if the Warriors lose, does KD decide to stay there because they didn't have him and now he becomes, you know, I was the reigning MVP finals guy twice and I couldn't play because I was hurt. And so when you get me back, we'll be back winning championships again. So he could make that decision. However, if you read a lot of the articles, kind of have, there's tension there as if it's KD and then the rest of the team. And I don't know if that's true or not, but the fact that it's constantly being discussed or written about makes you think that he will go elsewhere because it just doesn't seem like everybody is happy. Not that you have to be happy to get something done, but if you're KD, you have a lot of options in life and you can take your skills somewhere else if you so choose. And I would say I don't think he shies away from being in a different moment with a different team, and he would bet on himself to make that team rise. And so the only thing I say is his decision, Kawhi's decision, could greatly impact what the Eastern Conference looks like. And I don't know. Does that impact a Jimmy Butler? Like if he sees Kawhi staying in Toronto, KD's going to Brooklyn, does that alter his decision making? Does he want to go to then the West Coast? Because that's a lot to get through in the East. I'm not saying the Sixers aren't talented enough, but it certainly makes it a little more difficult. You will have arguably, definitely the best player in the postseason thus far as Kawhi. By the way, he's played in 9 road games and he scored 30 or more in 7 of those. In road games. He could possibly, very strong possibility in my opinion right now, if he wins a championship, that he stays there. And now he's in your conference. And Giannis is in your conference. Now, I know for Sixers fans, I don't think they're as afraid of Milwaukee and Giannis as they would be maybe of a Kawhi or a KD teamed up with Kyrie. Or maybe you're not afraid at all. But I would say that's a lot more talent than, you know, a team in Boston that's, I didn't think they were better than the Sixers. No way. I did think, and I know I get argued on this, that even though it was a game 7, to me, the more experienced, the better defensive team is representing the Eastern Conference, even though if the Sixers had made it out of game 7, like people want to automatically say they would have been in the finals. I think the fight with Milwaukee would have been different. But I'm saying what is happening now could impact what the Sixers do or what, not so much what they do, what other free agents do, their own free agents and others. And it can impact what happens next year and for the near future in the East. 610-632-0975. Impactful trades. Any team, give it to me. A guy who they went and acquired and instantly made a difference or even big picture at the end of that year. You said, wow, if they hadn't made that move, where would we be? 610-632-0975. D-Line, I'm with you here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. Westbrook, Calantonio, Schefter, McManus, Jaworski. All your football experts on one station. 97.5, The Fanatic.
For years you've been thinking about LASIK. You've been talking about LASIK. And now there's never been a better time to do something about LASIK. Right now, LASIK Plus is offering LASIK starting at just $250 per eye. If you're nearsighted, farsighted, or have an astigmatism, LASIK Plus, America's most recommended LASIK provider, can help fix your vision for only $250, our best price ever. So get rid of the daily hassles of contacts and glasses and enjoy the newfound freedom of LASIK. From LASIK Plus, call 844-211-2020 today and schedule your free LASIK exam. Dr. Julian Procope has performed over 10,000 procedures and is one of the area's most experienced LASIK surgeons. So take advantage of this amazing $250 price today. Call 844-211-2020 or visit LASIK250.com. Results may vary. Restrictions apply. See details at LASIK250.com.
What's the one thing we love in this town? We love our sports. We love our baseball, our football, our basketball, our hockey. You've been around this town long enough, you know all there is to know about sports. You love listening to the games on the radio. You love talking about the sports to your friends. So why not do it on the air? Why not be a part of the history? So what are you waiting for? Go check out the Connecticut School of Broadcasting. They have a campus in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. On the web at gocsb.com. Go set up a studio tour. Go see what the school is about. See if you have what it takes to be part of the historical moments that are all over the sports in this town. You know what I'm talking about. Connecticut School of Broadcasting in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. They have been putting people like you and like me in broadcast media for years. Check them out on the web, gocsb.com. Reserve your seat for that next studio tour. Classes are starting for day and evening in July, so you better hurry up. Connecticut School of Broadcasting in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, reinventing training in broadcast media.
Incubus, 20 years of Make Yourself and beyond. Saturday, October 5th, the Met Philadelphia. Incubus, on the road in celebration of the 20th anniversary of their double platinum album, Make Yourself. With special guest, Wild Bell. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com and TheMetPhilly.com. Part of the City Fitness Concert Series. For more info and tour dates, check out IncubusHQ.com. Don't miss Incubus, live.
Are your carpets filled with memories, as well as stains, odors, and a few other things? The Home Depot makes replacing that carpet easy, with more styles and colors to choose from, and free installation done by licensed local professionals backed for life. Today is the day for doing. The free carpet installation done right, guaranteed. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. $699 minimum purchase required. For license information, visit homedepot.com/license numbers. Offer valid through June 16th, 2019.
Many banks charge for checking accounts. At Citadel, we pay you. Citadel's Cashback Rewards checking account earns cash back for debit card purchases every month up to $120 per year. And we match every dollar you earn in your first year. That's up to $240 in your first year. Plus, Citadel doesn't charge any ATM fees. Stop by any branch or visit CitadelBanking.com/cashbackchecking to learn more about Citadel's Cashback Rewards checking. Citadel, banking with one focus, you. Federally insured by NCUA. Transaction requirements apply. Ask for full details.
You have to be up in 5 hours, 2 hours, 6 minutes, and you haven't slept a wink. ZzzQuil Pure Z's is a drug-free blend of botanicals with an optimal dose of melatonin, so you can fall asleep naturally and wake with no next-day grogginess. So tonight, try new ZzzQuil Pure Z's from the sleep experts at Vicks ZzzQuil. Also available as a tablet in the vitamin aisle at CVS.
Now through July 21st, Wawa and the Wawa Foundation are hosting an in-store donation campaign for the USO to support our troops and their families. Visit your local Wawa and donate today.
Sports Talk from Mount Laurel and all of Burlington County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Winning matters now. Commitment to that mission is what's going to keep guys in the big leagues. And if not, they will go find other guys. I'm hearing Madison Bumgarner could get traded as soon as mid-June. The Phillies will be in that. They'll be in on that.
That was Jason Stark a couple weeks back on the Mike Messinelli show. And I brought it up because there is a list of pitching. You know, and right now, I think in the Phillies case, you say, well, what needs greater addressing? The bullpen, which has just been ravaged with injury, or starting pitching, which a lot say, you know, isn't good enough. Now, Pivetta does good today, does the team good today by pitching a complete game.
In the beginning of that clip, he was actually speaking about Pivetta as he was coming up from the minors, because this was like about 2 weeks ago on the Mike Messinelli show.
Wow. Okay.
So he was speaking about Pivetta. Hey, you know, winning matters now. If you better pitch well to stay in the rotation.
And
obviously, Pivetta has.
Pivetta has. Right. Yeah. So I listed his first one back was his outing against the Cardinals. He went five innings. He gave up three earned runs, but he got the W. Then he gets the loss against the Dodgers, but they pinch hit for him after six innings, and that didn't work out well, but not because of what Pivetta had done. He hadn't allowed a run. And now today, he gives up just that one run in the first inning and struck out six and pitched a complete game. So anyhow, it's just interesting to look at what is out there and what it would take to acquire what is out there. And I'm sure, well, we know Klentak's looking at all of this, but it's just interesting to go back and see that Jason Stark says he thinks Bumgarner would move in the middle of June, and here we are on June 8th. So stay tuned is what I guess I should say. Let's go to Lewis in Pensauk. And Lewis, thank you for calling the Fanatic.
Hey, how you doing, D?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Hey, listen, when you talk about first the Phillies, I really don't see what we have to give up, to be honest, to be in that conversation for a guy like Bumgarner.
Yeah.
I look at this, at the beginning, I was like, man, I think we can really contend this year. And now I'm looking at it as we're really good. I think we're a good team.
Right.
But with all the injuries and some of the guys not stepping up in the rotation, we don't even have a number two starter. I mean, right now, Arrieta, he's a number two starter.
Yeah, no, and that's what a lot of people say. Like, if you brought in another arm and it pushes him down in the rotation, then maybe it's not the same feel. Quite frankly, Eflin's been their most consistent, I think.
Exactly.
Yep.
And he's not a number two starter. You know what I'm saying?
No, like, you're right. You're right.
You have three guys that you can go into the playoffs with, and you feel confident that you can win two out of three games with these guys in a series. I don't see it. I'm sorry. I don't see it right now.
Yeah.
But also with the free agency and the NBA.
Yes.
This is why people who are against quote unquote the process really don't really understand the nature of the NBA free agency process. It's like you cannot count on clearing cap space and getting a free agent.
No, you can't.
You can't do it. You're the best shot in the NBA. And listen, here's the thing, D. I'm not going to say half. 75% of the teams in the NBA right now are not even on the board. Not even in the conversation with top free agents going there.
No, we can name who they talk about. They talk about the two New York teams because it's New York. They talk about the two LA teams because it's LA. And then Golden State is the destination because they were creating a dynasty that they had.
Yeah.
And so, you know, whether it was, if you want to go back to when Iguodala or when KD went. But after that, the best thing you can do is try to retain your guy because you can pay him the most money.
And the only way you can really try to make your chances better to get, I'm talking about getting a franchise-level player, is to be in a top five.
Yes.
Picking a draft.
Yep.
That's just what it is.
And even that, Lewis, that doesn't guarantee you top pick in the draft.
No. What I'm saying is, that's why he just said, you're going to do this thing 4 or 5 years because you're going to miss on some.
Yep.
People don't even understand in the NBA lottery, out of the 14 picks, maybe you get one or two franchise level players a year.
Well, which is why.
Maybe.
I mean, you definitely have a franchise player in Embiid. I cannot put Ben there until he shows me, he, because he's going to limit you if he does not ever develop a jump shot. I can't. Yeah. I can't. He's not, he's a nice all-star, but he's not franchise if he does not develop that part of his game. Not for me.
Yeah, but the two together, you're going to win 50 games a year.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You have two cornerstones.
Together, you're going to be a top four seed in the East.
Yep. I agree.
So, I mean, let's just be honest. So, together, you know, they make that you know, they make them formidable. But like I said, I don't understand how people think that, you know, like, oh, well, we're just going to clear cap space. We right now, we're in limbo with our own two free agents. With our own two top free agents.
I know.
Limbo.
I know.
It's crazy.
It is.
So, all right, Dean, thanks for that.
Lewis, I appreciate the phone call. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Thanks for calling 97.5. I totally understand what Lewis is saying. And I think it's more so in the NBA than, like, say, in baseball, for instance. When Middleton says he wants to spend stupid money, he becomes attractive because in that sport, I mean, you can do that. You can do that. And, you know, in basketball, there is a limit to what you can do. And you have to be able to field the rest of the team in a cap situation. 610-632-0975. Dr. Jeff is with us in South Jersey. Dr. Jeff, thank you for calling.
Hey, Dee, how's it going?
It goes great.
I love listening to you. You keep it real. I kind of want to go off of what you guys were just talking about, last caller.
Yes.
Joel and Ben, I don't think anybody would argue that they're fantastic. But you said it a couple of weeks ago after they got eliminated. Do you think they realize that some of the things that they need to improve on? Because I kind of agreed with you at that time that I think they look themselves in the mirror and think, well, we were just one shot away. And I think it's so much more than that.
It is more than that. It's definitely more than that. I don't know. I will tell you this. In conversations with Embiid, he is a fierce competitor.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that he understands the nutrition / taking care of the body part of it. I thought, not this past year, but the one before, I thought when he had come in and was able to play that he had done a lot to take care of his body and his body looked great. I think he's gonna, and the older he gets, the harder it gets. But he's only 25. I'm not trying to age him quickly, but I hope he realizes, given the big man that he is, that it takes a lot of discipline to play at the weight that he should be playing at.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like with, I don't know so much as Ben, I know he's younger, but it's almost like a maturity thing with Joel. Like, we all agree he's unbelievable. But he's got to become a professional now and take care of himself and dedicate his life to this. That's the only concern I have with those two, is that I hope that they don't look at what just happened and think we were just a shot away, because we just said it. Well, I think it was a lot more.
And the other thing I would say is that watch these finals and tell me if you think, I just say, tell me who would be playing the role of Kawhi Leonard. Who's playing that role? I pose a question to Brian, who's behind the glass with me tonight. I said, who on that roster would be Serge Ibaka last night coming off the bench?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, have it. So, and defensively, see, people kind of forget. Now, it was a little better in the postseason, but defensively in the regular season, this year the Sixers took a step back. And the teams that play in June are the best defensive teams in the league. That's just truth.
I mean, I'm a strong believer in all the sports. Defense wins championships.
Yes.
Before you let me go, can I give you a treat?
Yes, please do. Please do.
I gave your producer one. Somebody took it, so I don't know if somebody took this. But 2009, when the Phillies picked up Cliff Lee.
Oh, he's been on the top of my list. Oh, yeah, that's like a monster. You ready for this? He pitched a complete game in his first game with the Phillies. Four hits, one earned run. He won his first four starts once he was acquired by the Philadelphia Phillies. Excellent choice by you, Dr. Jeff.
Thank you. Yeah.
Hold on, because he has to get your info.
Okay.
All right, Dr. Jeff, but the Cliff Lee. Let's see. So I had one more of my baseball that was on my top three. And hasn't been said yet. So two out of my three on my baseball have been. That's not to say I don't think of others as we go along here, but 610-632-0975. If you're just joining us, we're talking about impactful trades. So, for instance, Jay Bruce came at a perfect time because, one, they acquire him, and obviously Herrera is on administrative leave. And then, so they go and get Bruce last weekend, but then you lose an Andrew McCutchen. And so now, even if you had originally gone out to get that really good bat that you could put in situations and start him occasionally, now you need him. And man, has he delivered. Today he delivered, Jay Bruce did, in a 2 RBI single in the bottom of the first that put the Phillies on top for good. And so we say, who's a guy that was brought into a team, and you can go Phillies, Flyers, Sixers, or Eagles. And obviously, in my opinion, Eagles is harder, or football is harder. Though we've had two good ones, Jay Ajayi and Jason Peters, two excellent ones there. So I give you that. 610-632-0975. I am D-Lineham, and I am with you until 10 o'clock.
97.5, The Fanatic. 97.5, The Fanatic wants to know,
what are you doing on Saturday, August 24th?
97.5 The Fanatics Fan Fest 2019 is the only summer party you need to attend this year.
Here's what to expect.
All our Fanatic hosts, Bikini Beach, exotic cars, golf simulators and putting greens, rock walls and obstacle courses, dunk tank, two mobile escape rooms, bands, beer, a football trip to Miami with the Cuz, and one lucky listener will win a Wave Runner from DHY Motorsports. The event is free.
But you have to win tickets to get in.
Stay tuned to the Fanatic all week for your chance to score a ticket to this summer's hottest party. It's Fanatic Fan Fest 2019, Saturday, August 24th at Xfinity Live.
Brought to you by Turnersville Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram. Online at turnersvillejeep.com.
This spring, it's out with the old and in with the awesome. As in with a limited time offer from Xfinity. And in with the fastest, most reliable internet powered by Xfinity XFi. Which means incredible coverage even when everyone is online. Plus in with finding all your live TV, on-demand Netflix and Prime Video favorites just by speaking into your X1 voice remote. So this spring, it's out with the outdated Wi-Fi, out with tired TV, and in with the Xfinity Spring Sale. It's out with the old and in with simple, easy, awesome. Now through June 21st, get started with a limited time offer on Xfinity TV, Internet, and Voice for only $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, get your choice of DVR or an upgrade to up to 250 megabits per second download speed free for a year. Click, call, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers with 150 megabits per second service only. Equipment taxes and fees including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term and DVR or blast promo, regular rates apply. Netflix and Prime Video streaming membership required. Actual fees vary.
Philadelphia, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You go in for a hug, but the huggee pulls up for a handshake.
Okay.
You couldn't save yourself from the crushing inner cringe of a handshake-hug mix-up. But you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Nice.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Oh.
While your dopey arms, extended like a wounded bird, have become your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even offers 24/7 access to licensed agents and emergency roadside service.
Huh.
And while hugs don't always go as expected, you could expect your local Geico agent to help you save even more.
Ooh.
Like with federal and military discounts.
You couldn't save yourself the embarrassment of a handshake hug, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
You could win free fuel for a year in the Shell Great Gas Giveaway. Fuel Rewards members are automatically entered every time they purchase 8 gallons or more. And if you choose new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline, you get 4 entries. So, it's time to fill up for a chance to win. Not a member? To join, download the app or go to fuelrewards.com/win. No purchase necessary. Motion ends 9/1/19. See official rules at fuelrewards.com/win for how to enter by mail and all details.
It's the
Super Saturday sale at JCPenney. Hurry in for 3 days only this Friday through Sunday for gifts Dad will love, like Adidas, Puma, and Champion. Shop select activewear for him 25% off. And get select St. John's Bay polos, shorts, tees, and more up to 60% off. Or save with your $10 off $25 coupon. For super size deals, there's only one place to go. JCPenney. Offering coupon valid 6/7 to 6/9. Some brands and categories excluded from coupons. See store at jcp.com for details.
That is a pretty good breakfast. You're not even eating.
Not ever.
Why not? What's up?
Kath and I knew that Jenny had been partying a bit. Found out she tried heroin.
Most people don't know what to say about drugs, but we do. Visit us at drugfree.org. A message from the Partnership for Drug-Free Kids, where families find answers.
Fanatic fan favorites.
Tax problem? Call Strategic Tax Resolution, 484-915-3100. That's 484-915-3100. Welcome back to Wawa Siptopia, your handcrafted beverage happy place. Now you can get a 16-ounce for $2 or 24-ounce for $3. Gotta have a Wawa.
Fanatic fan favorites on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Find out where the Dietz & Watson Mobile Broadcast Center will broadcast from next at 975thefanatic.com. Presented by Dietz & Watson's Real Philly Deli Hoagie Guide. Online at realphillydeli.com.
Sports talk for Philadelphia and beyond. 97.5 The Fanatic.
This weekend's programming is brought to you by Wawa. Happy birthday, America. Come down to the parkway for Wawa Welcome America, Wawa's 4th of July celebration that for 6 days showcases all that America's birthplace has to offer. Visit welcomeamerica.com for details. Phillies were 4-1 winners tonight. Second game of their 3-game set with the Reds. Taken the first two and actually have won 4 in a row. They have a 2.5 game lead on the Atlanta Braves. Pivetta went the distance. He looks sharp. But it doesn't take away that pitching still becomes, it is a hot topic with them because of all the injuries that have taken place with their bullpen and then the thought process that they're starting pitching, if you're looking into the fall, isn't strong enough in a lot of people's opinions. But because of all the injuries to the bullpen, you say, well, should Klentak be focusing there first? Or maybe you're just scouring and thinking about both. But in the meantime, they're on a 4-game winning streak. So are you surprised that they continue to win and how Gabe Kapler has managed this roster through some adverse times? And then the other thing being, which way should Klentak go with starting versus bullpen? Those are my Phillies issues or discussion points. I personally am, I guess, I do. I am a little surprised. I think when injuries start like going one after another, I think it gets, I don't want to say depressing, but you can get beat down, and they haven't. So that for me has been impressive and a little surprising. The other would be how the current NBA Finals situation, how it could impact NBA free agency, because the two guys who are, well, one is playing, the other is not playing yet, Kawhi and KD. I think where they decide to go has a little bit of a ripple effect. And if they decide to both go to teams in the East, that can change the landscape greatly. And if you are a Philadelphia 76ers fan, you then hope that if, in fact, those two come to the East, that does not have an impact on keeping Jimmy Butler and Tobias Harris, because all the more you are going to need this group together. So your thought on me saying this could be a big deal in kind of altering what we thought would happen in the free agency time. And all because Toronto is in the driver's seat right now to win their first ever NBA title. And I think that could impact Kawhi's decision of where he goes. I think that city has embraced him beyond. And he, rightly so, because how he has played has been off the charts. And then we're looking for the impact trade. So let's start with Mike in Germantown. Mike, thanks for calling the Fanatic.
Hey, good evening, Dave. How you feeling?
I'm feeling all right. It's a nice weekend in June, and I'm talking to you.
Okay. Listen, I was going to say about the Phillies. I think, you know, everything is good because you got to think. We made a lot of moves, and let's be honest, we're not going to win the World Series this year. The Phillies are the Sixers of like last year.
I got you. I see what you mean.
They're on their way up. So let's just, you know, if we can get Baumgartner, that'd be great. But if we can't,
then just sit tight and do something for next year.
Right, and if we make the postseason, great. We did more than enough.
Okay.
For this year.
All right.
Just to get some experience. That's my Phillies point. And with the Sixers, I was going to say, LeBron. What if he just came here? We'd be the representing the East. He should have came. I know that's off subject.
I know. Huh? No, but he never even considered coming here. He didn't even go to the meeting.
He ain't as bright as he pretends to be then. If you want to keep winning rings,
right?
Wouldn't we probably be? I mean, honestly, it's not as far-fetched that he could have been here and we could be playing Golden State right now.
It's not far-fetched, other than the far part of it is that he never considered it. So
that's his fault.
That's true. That's true. And I will say I think his team in Los Angeles is further away from a championship than he originally envisioned.
Right. See, so he ran out there trying to get up on, you know, I don't blame him. I mean, the Lakers are that kind of team, championship. I don't know.
I think he also, part of his reasoning was, you know, his son's a pretty good player, and I think he saw an opportunity for him to, not that he couldn't have found something somewhere else, but I think his family situation was also part of his decision.
Okay, and one quick point about the Eagles, I was going to say.
Yes.
Just for all the people who doubt Carson Wentz, the last two seasons, even though he's missed a few games, he's averaged 27-7 the last two seasons. 27 touchdowns, 7 interceptions.
Yep.
54-14 are the numbers for the last two seasons. So I'll take that any day.
No, I hear you. So we're in agreement on that. I said it was a no-brainer to pay him.
Right. Okay. And my trade, I'm not sure if it was a trade, but I think I got one that's real good. What about when Curt Schilling went to the Red Sox?
Well, we were looking for, right, that's a good one, but I was looking for one that impacted one of the four teams in Philadelphia.
Oh, I thought you said it could have been I thought it was going or coming.
No, we were just doing coming here. I apologize, Mike. It had to be one coming here.
Oh, okay, because I was going to, that one would have been a jahi, but somebody already said it.
Yeah. All right, if you think of one, you know, text me. I mean, hit me up on social media, and we'll look at that and consider it. All right.
Okay.
All right.
Gotcha.
Thank you very much.
Have a good one.
Yep, you got it. Thanks for calling 975. Yes, I'm sorry if I wasn't clear about that. An impactful trade that you look back and say, "Wow, so glad they did that because it helped the team in that way." Just examples. Cliff Lee was one of the most recent that we did. Jay Ajayi, as Mike just mentioned, was one absolutely because that was the year of the Super Bowl. And the whole running back core took off with including him. What are some of the other? Roy Halladay is on here. I don't think we've had one basketball.
Mutombo.
Oh, yeah, Mutombo. Thank you. Thank you. And I use the example of Aaron McKee. And from a hockey standpoint, I did the one where Mark Recchi went to Montreal for Desjardins and John LeClair, who, by the way, had won a Stanley Cup with Montreal. I don't know what the people felt at the time because I didn't live here then. But you did get two guys who had won a Stanley Cup. And, of course, what happens when they come here, I mentioned it earlier, LeClaire had three 50-goal seasons, and Desjardins defensively, you know, I mean, revered. So that was a good one. Brian wants to say something. I can tell.
Well, no, you brought up Serge Ibaka earlier.
Yes.
And I just saw this on social media, and it's a picture of the Thunder, Durant, Harden.
Oh, yeah.
Russell Westbrook, right. And Ibaka. And it said, Ibaka's really going to be the first one to win a ring out of this group. Let that sink in.
No, that's not true. KD already won.
Oh, yeah. What am I doing?
Oh, right. Brian, all right. 6-1-0-6-3-2.
What am I talking about? No, this is bad info here.
Very bad. You can.
You're right.
Well, social media. I got
it's
check.
All over the place. But you're right. But he got one before Harden and Westbrook if they win.
Right. Absolutely. They're in. The
I wouldn't have picked him for the second person in there either.
No, I know. I got you. We'll make an adjustment for you. All right. We're going to go back to the phone lines, and this is what we're talking about. We're talking about impactful trades, and they have to be positively impacting the Sixers, Flyers, Phillies, or Eagles. It can be any time period. It can be recent. We bring it up because Jay Bruce has really been a delight to watch in his first week on the job with the Phillies, having come from the Mariners last weekend. So that is one. Nick Pivetta going the distance today. The Phillies winning their fourth straight. And your concerns, would you go starting pitching first if you're Klentek, or bullpen help because of all those injuries to your bullpen to your relievers? And then just how a Kawhi Leonard winning a title, a KD maybe never playing in this finals, how that could impact NBA free agency and the trickle-down effect to what that means for the Philadelphia 76ers, not only in trying to retain their own guys, but in being possibly in a much more competitive, not that it's not, there's good teams, but it could get a whole lot harder if some of these guys are in the Eastern Conference next year. 610-632-0975. D-Line, I'm with you here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. The countdown to kickoff is on. This is Philadelphia's football station. 97.5 The Fanatic.
For years, you've been thinking about LASIK. You've been talking about LASIK. And now, there's never been a better time to do something about LASIK. Right now, LASIK Plus is offering LASIK starting at just $250 per eye. If you're nearsighted, farsighted, or have an astigmatism, LASIK Plus, America's most recommended LASIK provider, can help fix your vision for only $250, our best price ever. So get rid of the daily hassles of contacts and glasses and enjoy the newfound freedom of LASIK. From LASIK Plus, call 844-211-2020 today and schedule your free LASIK exam. Dr. Julian Procope has performed over 10,000 procedures and is one of the area's most experienced LASIK surgeons. So take advantage of this amazing $250 price today. Call 844-211-2020 or visit LASIK250.com. Results may vary. Restrictions apply. See details at LASIK250.com.
Hey, how'd you like to help save a quick $93 billion? You can become a mentor. Engage with a young person today and you'll have an impact on a lifetime of learning and earning. Young adults who aren't connected cost society $93 billion each year in lost wages, taxes, and social services. And it doesn't take much. Just care and be there. Teach chess. Pass on your woodworking or car repair skills. Garden or work on robotics. Coach a team or volunteer with one of the many youth organizations near you looking to bring caring adults together with kids in need of encouragement, empowerment, and one-on-one attention. Kids with mentors do better at staying in school, avoiding risky behavior, and they do better socially. And when they do better, we do better. This station's part of the Beasley Best community of caring, and we care about kids. You do too. To find out about great volunteer opportunities and other ways you can help, visit our website.
I'm a maintainer with the Air National Guard. My hands make metal fly. My hands can fix anything. Aircraft, inside and out, munitions, you name it. My hands serve part-time and save lives. They were forged in the Air National Guard. My hands command top dollar on the market, but my hands can't do it alone. They need your help. Become a maintainer in the Air National Guard. and let's see what our hands can build together. Visit GoANG.com or call us at 1-800-T-O-G-O-A-N-G.
Get Dad a great gift from Kohl's, like new Nikes, just $56.25, a Google Home, $79, or the Fitbit Charge 3, $119.99, and you'll get Kohl's cash, $10 for every $50 spent. Plus, take $10 off your $50 or more Father's Day gift purchase, Thursday through Sunday at Kohl's. Select styles, 10 off 50, offer valid June 6th through 16th with promo code DAD10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
My name is Brandon. I am a manager of tire sales at Firestone Complete Auto Care. When you come here to get service, we're going to take care of your car. Because you take care of your car is going to take care of you.
Come in for the Firestone Complete Auto Care Epic Sales Event and save $100 when you spend $500 or more. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Valid June 6th through June 9th. Exclusions apply. Not be combined with other offers. Additional fees may apply where lawful. See store for details.
You give your time. You give your heart. You give to help those who need it most. But who takes care of you? Caring for others is stressful. The Pennsylvania Caregiver Support Program is here to help by providing a break from caregiving, reimbursement for caregiving-related services and supplies, and more. Contact your local area agency on aging or find them at aging.pa.gov/AAA. Paid for with Pennsylvania taxpayer dollars.
Live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast, you're listening to the sports voice of the new Philadelphia. 97.5, The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station.
Welcome to the Fanatic family.
If you're looking for a Father's Day gift, Dad will love... If Dad's a golfer, you can give him a round of golf at six premier golf courses for just $89 with a Ron Jaworski golf passport. This exclusive offer is the ultimate gift for Father's Day or any occasion. There are a limited amount of passports remaining, and shipping is included. Check it out now at 975thefanatic.com, keyword deal. And if I might say, I did purchase my own passport, and I played Riverwinds the other day, which was in impeccable shape, and it was a beautiful day. One of the six Ron Jaworski courses.
Sensational.
It was sensational. I just want to read a couple people have communicated via Twitter. So one guy said, excuse me. He's listening. He can't call in, but a trade he was thinking of was Malcolm Jenkins. I could be wrong. And I have to say you are, because in 2014, Malcolm Jenkins became a free agent for the first time. And that is how the Eagles got him. Another one, our friend Lawrence Goldberg says, wise for Carlton. And that is so true. It's considered one of the most lopsided deals in baseball history. The Cardinals owner back then, Gussie Bush, ordered Carlton traded, and that trade took place before the 72 season for pitcher Rick Wise. So good job by you, Lawrence. Definitely one there. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Rick in the Poconos. Rick, thanks for calling 97.5.
Hey, how you doing, Dave?
I'm doing great. How are you, sir?
Good, good. What do you think about the Phillies bullpen?
It's very banged up. I look every day to see when possibly people are coming back. Obviously, now they just added another guy on there, Adam Haseley. But last night, now you didn't need the bullpen today because Pivetta went the distance, but last night I thought Velasquez in the eighth inning was tremendous. If he could continue to fill that role like Sir Anthony did, and then you have Hector... you can hold the fort, but obviously it's of concern with that you have so many guys who are on the injured list.
Do you think, do you go for, the distance to get to the World Series?
Meaning that, no, that I don't think their pitching is strong enough to get to the World Series, and I think that Klentak knows that. And I think he's considering what possibilities they have to be able to upgrade.
Yeah.
Right?
I totally agree with you.
Yeah. I mean, I think the one thing that they, for instance, how many times are you, like Pavetta going, he probably could have pitched the distance in that game against the Dodgers, but they pulled him because they needed a pinch hitter, or thought they did, and that turned out to not work out well for them. But maybe in the short term, that guys will go deeper into games because they are so thin in the bullpen.
Yeah, they have nothing there.
No, they don't. I mean, I read an article today where it was like, you know, the kid that they brought up, J.D. Hammer. They used the one guy, Alvarez, the one day, Irwin. These guys are all now going to be given opportunities, but it gets a little dicey. How much are you relying on them? But, you know, it's opportunity, and maybe we'll be pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to be surprised with these guys.
Or hopefully some of these bullpen guys start to get healthy.
Yeah.
I mean, that, and then if that's the case, okay, but then go out and upgrade your starting pitching is what I would say.
Yeah.
All right. Rick, do you have an impactful trade that you had in mind, or not really?
Oh, Matt Stairs.
Matt Stairs was already said, but that's a good one. Thank you.
All right.
All right. Have a good rest of your weekend. I appreciate you calling 97.5. Yep, Matt Stairs was taken, and that is a good one. That is a good one. So we're taking impactful trades that instantly boosted one of my favorites. Well, I have two great ones still. At the end, Brian, am I allowed to give two out at the end that are on top of my list? Okay, I will do that.
Yeah, you make the rules.
This is like the only place I can make the rules. Certainly not in my household, I can tell you that. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Caitlin in Philadelphia. Caitlin, thanks for calling 97.5.
Hi.
Hello.
I was going to guess Terrell Owens.
Very good one. Very good one. Are you an Eagles fan?
No. Honestly, no.
Oh, all right. You just thought of that, or somebody gave you that one and said that's a good choice?
I thought of that one, but it's more so because he was.
She's not an Eagles fan, but the Terrell Owens trade for the Eagles was.
I knew not to let that call on, and yeah. I went against my judgment
that's
and
okay.
did it anyway.
You know, it's Saturday night in the city. It's all good.
I goofed.
It's all good. Put that one with Ibaka winning the first of the.
The joke.
I know what the joke is.
Durant didn't win them in Golden State.
Right, exactly. I got it. All right.
I'm just an idiot.
We are looking for impactful trades, and also talking about one area is the Phillies, and the part of it is that I think that in all the adversity they've had, that they have still managed to, you know, stay where they are, leading the NL East. So that's a little surprising, but maybe it's not surprising to you. And I think this, the way they've been able to do it. So, for instance, yes, today Jay Bruce gets it started, but Segura had a couple of really key hits. Harper, I'm not going to say, because it was definitely a hit and then an error. He gets in scoring position. I'm trying to think, but it's like they were doing things as a group, right? And that's even after they've had to now adjust their lineup because you lose your leadoff in McCutchen, and which had been awesome having him there. Now you have Hernandez there. And a lot of times when you have to go through so much change, not just there, you know, Herrera and McCutchen, meaning in the lineup, and then with so many banged up relievers, it's, you would think the fall off would be greater, and somehow here they are. So I welcome your thoughts on that as well. Let's go to Linda in Mayfair. Linda, happy Saturday to you.
Hello, Mr. Nice. How are you? I may not be Linda from Mayfair much longer.
Oh, all right.
We are looking for a new little nest.
Nice.
My sister, God bless her, if my brother-in-law knew that I was a package deal when he married my sister 50 years ago, he'd probably take the gas pipe day, honest to God. They're going to front me some money to help me move.
Excellent, Linda.
Into smaller digs.
What is what were your thoughts on the Phillies today, or really over the last couple of days?
Well, I'll tell you, I've been listening real close. Of course, I can't call him more than once.
Yes.
Thank God for that day. I'll tell you, the Phillies bullpen has been doing an actually stellar job. I mean, when you think they have 6-7 injuries.
Yep.
And people just keep dropping like flies.
Yeah, they are. They definitely
And they just, he's piecing it together, Kapler.
He is.
And they're doing very well. Now, myself, I would go after Baumgartner or Minor. There's a couple of pitchers I go after, just starters, Denise.
Yep.
I don't want no more bullpen. And it's so funny, sometimes I listen to the Mets, and Syndergaard's going along real good. They take him out and stick the bullpen. You know, they've been blowing leads left and right, and now they're in fighting because the starters are starting to get mad at the the bullpen for blowing their leads. It's hysterical.
So
I'm glad we don't have to have that here.
Yeah, you don't need any infighting, that's for sure.
No, and I just enjoyed that young man who called. He couldn't think of a trade, or somebody mentioned him, but he's right. If they just make the playoffs, Denise,
yes,
and rock and roll next year, because I don't think they're going to get 7 guys hurt
two years
in a row.
Yeah, he said, like, being in the postseason, he doesn't expect the World Series this year, and he likened it to the Sixers, like, last year. So,
right.
I see
Me
what he's...
Too.
All right, I'm fine with that.
Listen, I had the Carlton thing was mine. That was that's the one trade that I'll never forget long as I live.
Oh, I blew it. I read it on... well, I'll put you on hold because I read it. So, is Carlton yours?
No, no. I don't want anything.
All right. But that was your favorite.
I want you to give them to somebody that deserves it.
Okay.
Not some old plus budget like me.
Linda, I hope you...
I'll see you, Denise.
All right, Linda. Take I always care. Appreciate you calling in. Thank you. Linda from Mayfair, but not for long. All right. We'll have a new location for you, Linda. I'll look forward to hearing about that. The other one that Linda said, she keeps her eye on Mike Minor. And I'd have to see. Why would his name not have been on my list, I wonder?
Because Texas is playing surprisingly well.
Oh, right. And I said, the list said, if you were still in the hunt, they weren't putting any names on it so that they would add as it went. I knew there was a reason. Because somebody brought Mike Minor up last week, too.
The Phillies, in the beginning of the year, there was rumors that the Phillies had eyes on him.
Yes.
So... And but that was when Texas was projected to be a lot worse than they've been.
Right. Well, it's still June. We'll see where it goes. All right. So I'll put that on the... I'll start my own list. So ones of teams that are out now and then ones of guys we would like, but their teams are still in contention. And we'll see how the list goes as you get closer to the July 31st trade deadline. 610-632-0975. We're talking Phillies because they did win their 4th in a row, 4-1 winners over the Reds. They've now taken the first 2 of that 3-game set. Aaron Nola will pitch tomorrow as they try to sweep the Reds and go for a 5th straight. And obviously the big discussion is what do you do because of the injuries to the bullpen and feeling, even though Pivetta today goes the distance, feeling like at some point you're going to have to upgrade your starting pitching. And how do you do it? Or what do you do? What do you give up? And one caller said he didn't think they had enough to give up. But when you're in the situation where you want to unload some of these guys, like Baumgartner is on an expiring contract. So, and he's the one who has the no a limited no trade clause. And I kind of like that because he put teams, Phillies is one of them, teams that he thought would be in contention. So at least then with that in there, he can pick where he wants to go and be like in the best situation for himself. Smart move by him. So we're talking about that. And also how watching the NBA Finals, by the way, Game 5 will take place on Monday night in Toronto, and the Raptors will be trying to close the door on the Golden State Warriors. KD, it's to be determined. He has not played these first four games. My gut says we don't see KD in these finals. My gut also feels like the defense that Toronto has come with, I mean, because they couldn't buy a bucket last night in the beginning of that game. And to be only down six seemed amazing. They only scored 17 first quarter points. And, geez, Kawhi was the one. He was 5 of 8. The rest of his team was 1 for 13 in that first quarter. And yet they are still in striking distance. So I'm just saying that the Sixers are going to come June 30th and they're going to want to sign Jimmy Butler and Tobias Harris. And I'm saying, and you can't sign that day, but you can come to terms. You got to wait the week for the moratorium. But if Kawhi stays in Toronto, if KD goes with Kyrie to Brooklyn, these are all very possible things. Does that impact Jimmy Butler wanting to be here? I don't think it will, but it certainly makes it more difficult, or you could look at it as more competitive in the East. Do you agree with me? And I don't think with Jimmy's situation, and I've been on record of saying this, he's 30 years old. I think he likes it here. I think it was a feeling out process for him in terms of his teammates as well as the coaching staff. And I think he came around to like both. And I think like there were adjustments that they made at 30 years old that they can give him that fifth year that nobody else can. I just don't see, if I'm looking at it from a financial standpoint, who is going to pay you, because it'll be worth an extra $48 million. Who is giving you a $48 million deal at 35? I don't know. And that would be just for that year. All right, let's go to Chuck in North Philly. Chuck, thanks for calling 97.5.
Hey, D, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
So, D, off-topic question I have for you.
Yes.
Who do we have to thank for you being on 97.5? Like, did you make this decision, or did they have to, like, court you? And they're like, how did this happen? I just needed to know.
I begged, Chuck. I begged.
Oh, no. You shouldn't have had to beg.
I'm kidding.
I genuinely get happy when I hear your voice. Like I said, I got to call her because I heard you on the radio and I got brighter. I was like, yo, she makes me happy.
Nice, that's Chuck. Amazing. Nice. I like it. That is a funny question, though.
Oh, man. Yeah, I just had to know that. As far as the Sixers are concerned, they have to sign Jimmy Butler and they have to re-sign Tobias. A lot of people saying don't re-sign Tobias.
Nah, I think you need them both.
We need them both, but I think that they should commit, but those guys should see what we can do, because I think, you know, Harris and the guys would be willing to go into the luxury tax. You know, if we can pull something else off, I think they should really wait, you know, commit.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
You're trying to get it even a little greedier than I am trying to.
I need Kemba bad. I want those two guys, but I need Kemba because then we're not even going to go there.
No, don't go there right now. Kemba, I think Kemba ends up staying where, well, maybe not. Maybe not.
I mean, Kemba and Embiid is scary.
That would be
scary.
Yep.
You know, if Poch will run the pick and roll.
Well, he does it for Jimmy and Tobias. Well, he definitely does it for Jimmy Moore.
Well, look how many meetings Jimmy had to bust in to get that.
Yeah, I know. That's funny. By the way, should I read into, see, Jimmy's clever. Should I read into all of a sudden, like on his Instagram, everybody in his life is wearing Sixers gear. Every picture he takes, they're all in Sixers gear. I don't know.
He knows his fans love him. He know how we are.
I know.
He experienced it. He wants to reassure us.
Yes.
Okay.
And his
I'm coming back.
I got to share one more with you, Chuck. His other one that he had, I think this was like maybe three or four days ago. Maybe it was last weekend. But he had, like, he and his friend were in L.A. And they said, all right, see you, L.A. Thanks for a nice visit. And, and then he said, I'm back to the East Coast. Again, it was a, yeah, so it's a vacation, but you can read into all of it if you want to.
Hey, he's our kind of guy. Question, D, before I give you my trade, my impactful trade. Did you look up the static contracture like I asked you?
I did not.
Okay, all right. I'm just going to keep you on point.
Wait a minute.
We'll talk about it later.
Wait, do it one more time. What's it called again?
Static contraction.
Static contraction.
And the reason I said something is because this is what Embiid needs. He needs this in his training regimen.
All right, don't tell me. I'm going to be on tomorrow from 12 to 4. Can you listen at any point?
I'll call you.
All right.
Okay,
go ahead.
My impactful trade, I don't know if anyone said it, Mutombo. Kembe Mutombo.
We have that one. So do you have a backup plan?
What about Aaron McKee?
You can't have that one either because that was my example of one that...
Oh, I wasn't listening. I didn't hear it.
I had to use one where I didn't want everybody to think it had to be like a big-time all-star. So I said it could be a smaller piece that makes a big difference.
Hey, listen, when Blue came to Philly... I was so happy. AI really needed that. And look how tight they are right now.
I know. Yeah. I actually just ran into Aaron and I talked to him. Yeah. And we were talking about the 0-1 days. And also, you know, because obviously he's coming up on coaching at Temple. So,
right.
Yeah. One of my all-time favorites for sure.
All right, Dee.
All right, Chuck. I'm gonna look that up. Don't you worry. I'm going to. I swear. have a great weekend. Thanks for calling 97.5. Gosh, I did say I was going to look that up the last time. By the way, so we're doing this impactful trade. We have some good ones, too. We're doing this because the top five, we are going to give two tickets each to FanFest. It's back. It'll be Saturday, August 24th, Xfinity Live from 1 to 5. Tickets are free, but you do have to have a ticket to get in, which is why we do these kind of fun facts, so to speak. All of our Fanatics hosts on site, as well as Sal Pal, Ron Jaworski, Eric Carabel, Tom McGinnis, Mark Zumoff, all people will be there on that August 24th. Bikini Beach is back. It's a tropical oasis built in the middle of the Xfinity Live parking lot, created by Elite Landscaping of Berlin, New Jersey. Plus, there will be a very special feature added to the beach this year. Lamborghinis and Ferraris, courtesy of Imagine Lifestyles Luxury Rentals. Two mobile escape rooms, Houdini's Challenge and Immunity Quest, both by One Exit Mobile Escape Rooms. For a great team-building experience like no other, visit them at OneExitMobileEscapeRoom.com. There will be a golf simulator from Linfield National Golf 364 with a closest to the pin contest. One lucky listener will win a football trip for two to the away game in Miami with Anthony Gargano, including flight, hotel, cruise around Miami, pregame tailgate, tickets, courtesy of PhillySportsTrips.com. Plus, we are giving away a Wave Runner, courtesy of DHY Motorsports. Some of our FanFest partners include Family and Company Jewelers, Club Risqué, Armor Metals and Recycling, and the U.S. Army. And thanks to our FanFest exclusive automotive partner, Turnersville Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram, online at turnersvillejeep.com. And DHY Motorsports makes summer funner on a Wave Runner. Shop DHY.com, the area leader for everything power sports. Impactful trades. That's how you get these tickets. Can be any of the teams in the city. It could have taken place 20 years ago, this year, whenever. We're not picky about that. But it has to be a trade where the incoming person to the Philadelphia team made a significant difference, either in changing the chemistry of the group. In the case of Jay Bruce this week, just immediately his bat has made a difference. Home run. He had four in his first three games. And then today, again, another significant at-bat where he put the Phillies up 2-1 in the bottom of the first with a two RBI single. And they go on to win that game 4-1. Also, we're talking about NBA free agency. What Kawhi is doing could disrupt what will happen at the end of this month and into July. And I say that because I think, you know, Golden State, if they were still going to keep it together, and look, it's not over yet. Not by any means. When you've been to five consecutive finals, all things are possible with Golden State. Now, they have had some injuries, and that is part of the reason they're down 3-1. But Toronto's getting it done nonetheless. And how that will impact, if at all, Philadelphia in terms of retaining their top two free agents, and also what it means in terms of the Eastern Conference. If you have two, the likes of a Kawhi and a KD in your conference moving forward. 610-632-0975. D-Line, I'm with you until 10 o'clock.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Hey guys, Father's Day is right around the corner. When is the last time you got your dad something really cool for Father's Day? We're not talking about another boring tie, edge trimmer, or hardware store gift card. We're talking about scratching one off Pop's bucket list. Something he'll remember forever. This Father's Day, put your dad behind the wheel of a heart-pounding 160-mile-per-hour stock car in the 2.5-mile super speedway at Pocono Raceway.
That's right. The staff at Stock Car Racing Experience will suit him up, teach him what he needs to know, and put him behind the wheel of a NASCAR style stock car on the super speedway at Pocono Raceway. Don't miss this opportunity to do something awesome with your dad. Dial 1-877-STOCK-CAR or go online at 877-STOCK-CAR.com and get your gift voucher instantly by email, or call 877-STOCK-CAR and order one today.
Don't bore dad this Father's Day. Blow his mind with a ride or drive in a 160-mile-per-hour stock car. Go online at 877-STOCK-CAR.com or call 1-877-STOCK-CAR.
As a small business owner, when was the last time you considered switching internet providers?
I don't even remember. Running a business keeps me pretty busy.
Let's compare your current provider to Comcast Business. Are you getting fast, reliable internet?
Sometimes.
How about a full suite of innovative services like separate Wi-Fi networks, 4G wireless backup, and advanced voice solutions?
I highly doubt it.
Sounds like Comcast Business could give you more. Make the switch to the nation's largest gig speed network now and get an amazing deal. Right now, get fast 150 megabit internet plus 4G LTE backup to keep your business running even when the power goes out. All for just $99.90 per month. Plus, get free installation. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 7/7/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra, subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
I'm a maintainer with the Air National Guard. My hands make metal fly. My hands can fix anything. Aircraft, inside and out, munitions, you name it. My hands serve part-time and save lives. They were forged in the Air National Guard. My hands command top dollar on the market, but my hands can't do it alone. They need your help. Become a maintainer in the Air National Guard, and let's see what our hands can build together. Visit GoANG.com or call us at 1-800-T-O-G-O-A-N-G.
Many banks charge for checking accounts. At Citadel, we pay you. Citadel's Cashback Rewards checking account earns cash back for debit card purchases every month up to $120 per year. And we match every dollar you earn in your first year. That's up to $240 in your first year. Plus, Citadel doesn't charge any ATM fees. Stop by any branch or visit CitadelBanking.com/cashbackchecking to learn more about Citadel's Cashback Rewards checking. Citadel, banking with one focus, you. Federally insured by NCUA. Transaction requirements apply. Ask for full details.
If you're a pro, you buy big. And when you buy big, you save big at the Home Depot. With pro bulk pricing on the stuff you need and use every day. Like 5% off fence pickets and 10% off fence panels, plywood, and OSB. Plus, you'll save time not driving all over town for lumber. And that's really big. You work hard enough for your money. Saving it should be easy. Now it is, with pro bulk pricing on what you need every day. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
America was built by people who rolled their sleeves up and got to work. And it wasn't easy. Workers faced treacherous obstacles building bridges, buildings, and cities. Brick by brick, through blood, sweat, and tears. With grit and perseverance, blue-collar America built our great nation. Today, that legacy continues with the next generation of American workers. Boot Barn work. So, what's stopping you?
Find out where the Dietz & Watson Mobile Broadcast Center will broadcast from next at 975thefanatic.com. Presented by Dietz & Watson's Real Philly Deli Hoagie Guide. Online at realphillydeli.com.
Sports Talk for Lansdale and all of Montgomery County.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, my!
D-Line, I'm with you here on 97.5 The Fanatic. The Phillies won 4-1 earlier tonight. It was a 4-0-5 start. Nick Pivetta came ready to go. He struck out six, allowed just that one run in the first inning. He went the distance. That was the first time in his career. And prior to that, I think his longest outing was 7 1/3. So anyhow, that was a fourth consecutive win for the Phillies. And tomorrow they'll try to sweep that series. But it's a nice thing that you have Pivetta, who for really, I'd say it's his second solid outing. But the first time back when he pitched against the Cards after being down there in the minors, he went five innings and he did pick up the win. But these last two, he looks really, really good. And you wonder, can this be sustained? Or are you grateful that it's good right now? And when the bullpen is obviously so banged up, like that you can have a good outing from a guy like this and for one day not have to go there. But eventually, the bullpen will need addressing. And, you know, starting pitching, it depends on what the Phillies think they are capable of doing long-term in the postseason. I guess my question would be, I think you'd have to do something to upgrade. And do you think that Klentak will kind of try to sit tight with the bullpen, and especially because you had Velasquez, who pitched a really good eighth, now that you don't have Sir Anthony, who, by the way, is going to get a second opinion, I believe, early this week. The one possibility is that he's going to have Tommy John surgery. So just another one of the relievers to go on the shelf. So do you just kind of wait it out and hope you get some healthy arms back, or do you have to go get help? The other impactful trades. So Jay Bruce, they traded with the Mariners last week, and in his first week on the job, he's just provided four home runs, and today he delivered the RBI, or two RBI single in the first that gave them their lead, and they never relinquished that. And he also had the nice catch in left field. And when you got him, you thought that he was going to be a bat that you could put in situations, and then also maybe start him a couple times a week. But instead, because you're down a couple outfielders in Herrera and McCutchen, now you're in this situation, which is fine. He's delivering, but I'm not sure what long-term if they have to address that as well. Let's go to D in Mount Airy. D, thanks for calling Fanatic.
Hi.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, can you hear me? Yep, now I can.
All right, great. Just wanted to talk a little Sixers, and then I had an impactful trade for
nice.
You. First thing, I think, we really got to go after. We got to make sure we solidify Jimmy. And I'm a little greedy. I think we got to try to get another one of these big time, one of the big six free agents.
Yeah. Well, who?
We
know there's Kawhi. We know there's KD. Jimmy and Tobias, you're not putting that. You're putting Jimmy, I would say.
I think Jimmy's one of the six. I think you need another one.
Okay.
I wouldn't max Tobias at all.
No, but they're going to have to. I'm just going to tell you because somebody else will if you don't. I think. Clay would be in there. Are you putting Kyrie in there?
Yes.
Okay.
Kyrie's definitely in there for me.
All right. And Kemba.
Yes. I think Kemba's the tail end of it.
All right. I think that was the sixth name I gave you. I took Tobias out.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think you got to get one of those guys. Personally,
I would love to have Kawhi here. I think Kawhi would fit this perfectly.
Oh my God, yeah.
Side of things. I think if he looks at this, at how we're set up, I think he would thrive here. And we would probably, we'll be the Warriors of the East at that point if we were able to figure out a way to make that work.
Yeah.
Again, that's nothing but dreams. Hopefully it happens, but I also know it's a dream.
It is a dream. It's definitely a dream. All right, what else?
That's my thing. That's pretty much it on that end.
All right, so definitely keep Butler and then dream bigger.
Yes.
Okay, I like that. And how about impactful trade?
Impactful trade. I'm going to go with Hugh Douglas.
Ooh, Hugh. One of my favorites back
Hugh
in the day.
Hugh changed
from the Jets, culture. Right?
The trade from the Jets. We got him for picks. Hugh changed the culture here. For
you
the
know
Eagles.
What? That's a good one. Yeah.
And a lot of people don't realize that we traded for him. And people don't remember that, but it changed the culture and it changed how the Eagles worked, and it added that pass rush to that defense.
Wow, that's a good one. That's a good one, D. I didn't have that on my list. I like it. All right, well, sit tight, and I'm going to have Brian get your information. Hugh Douglas is on there. All right? All right, hold on. Wow, we're going to have some tough decisions. I hope Brian's ready to help me in the next break. We'll have to be making some tough calls. But I got him on my list, Hugh Douglas. I totally get what D is saying about that. And I did put it out there. Like, it could change the, I use the word chemistry, but I see what he's talking about, how it changed. There was a presence that Hugh brought. Yeah, that's a good one. 610-632-0975. Let's try Raheem from West Philly. Thanks for calling the Fanatic.
Yes, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
I'm looking at it from a Sixers standpoint, right?
Yes.
With Jimmy, like with our free agency situation, it's like a gift and a curse. From a business standpoint, right?
Right.
I can't see you signing Jimmy for 5 years, 190. But from a basketball standpoint, I could see you signing, because I only think he got like 2 strong years left. And we don't want to be in a situation that is like a John Wall, where as though in the back end, we got to pay him $40 million. And then we can't trade him, but we need to get rid of him to create some space.
Ramin, so, I got news for you. The John Wall, he's not even on the back end. He's at the front. Yeah. This is the beginning coming up, and they have to pay that guy.
Exactly, but I don't want to, you know what I'm saying? Everybody know that Jimmy got a lot of mileage with him.
Yes.
As far as, you know what I'm saying, how much wear and tear he has in his career. So I just don't want to be put in that situation. Whereas though, I'm saying, when I look at Tobias, right, I mean, I don't think he's the max player, but he's only 27 and you can,
26.
I don't think we got to give him the max, and then I think he's still got some good ball playing. I would try to make some moves. Like, all right, I'm hearing that if Kyrie going to Brooklyn and things of that nature, and Durant coming with it, what you do with D'Angelo Russell? Can we get him somehow in the signing?
I know. Maybe. But my understanding with most of the stuff I read, because they just, I don't remember what the move was, but they just created a lot of cap. I think what they would do is try to keep D'Angelo with them. And I've read things where they think Kyrie and D'Angelo could be in the same backcourt together. It'd be different, but that's mostly what I read, that they would want to try to do that.
Yeah, I don't see that, because I think both of them is effective by having the ball in their hands. And we all know, if if you add a KD, like, with
the, yeah, that's a third. Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that situation may be, but I'll be looking at some type of situation. Even though I don't want to lose Jimmy, but I'm just looking at it from the long haul. That's 5 years, 190, and the back end. Like, I don't think he's going to give us 5 strong years. I don't think that he's no LeBron or like a physical specimen, things like that. So,
Ramin, he actually takes very good care of his body. He really does.
Well, let me ask you this, D. Let's be honest, right?
Yeah.
You think that he got a good 5 strong more years?
I think he has definitely 3. I'd even go 4. And it'd be worth it if I'm in the finals. Well, I mean, I just don't want to downgrade. I want these next 3 years to be contending to come out and represent the East.
But you know what? This here's my take on the Sixers, right?
Yeah.
Everything goes off of Ben. If Ben come back and if Ben not even come, if he develop a shoot, if he develop a shot, anything like a shot of score, we a whole totally different team.
I agree. I agree, okay. Ramin, but why should I believe that's going to happen? I haven't seen it. I can't put my faith there.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, that's exactly just me. Right. I'm not trying to be, Debbie Downer, but I have a hard time thinking that that's going to change.
My take on that is if he's not working on his game the whole offseason, by the trade deadline next year, I get rid of him while his value's still high.
If his value's
still high, I get rid of him. Right? But what I'm saying is, like, I like Jimmy, right? But when you're looking at him close up.
I know.
When he was at another team, right, I thought he was a game changer. Like Kawhi. Kawhi is a clear game changer.
Yeah, that's very clear.
Jimmy, when I'm looking at him when he was with Minnesota, like Chicago, I thought he was that type of guy. But when he came to us, I didn't see that.
Ramin, I appreciate the phone call. I would say that I think you saw him in the postseason that he was the most consistent of your guys. Absolutely. I know what you're saying in terms of being a game changer, but the difference is that he is surrounded by better talent this time around in Minnesota, he just didn't get along with the talent he was with. And I think that probably impacted. I know what you're saying. But I think I can't put him in the Kawhi chapter there. No way, no how. That kind of game changer. KD is with Kawhi. They're big time game changers. Steph is in that. But I think you absolutely want to keep Jimmy Butler. Impactful trades. We'll take him on the other side. 610-632-0975. D-Line, I'm with you here on 97.5. 97.5,
The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic wants to know,
what are you doing on Saturday, August 24th?
97.5 The Fanatic's Fan Fest 2019 is the only summer party you need to attend this year.
Here's what to expect.
All our Fanatic hosts, Bikini Beach, exotic cars, golf simulators and putting greens, rock walls and obstacle courses, dunk tank, two mobile escape rooms, bands, beer, a football trip to Miami with the Cubs, and one lucky listener will win a Wave Runner from DHY Motorsports. The event is free.
But you have to win tickets to get in.
Stay tuned to the Fanatic all week for your chance to score a ticket to this summer's hottest party. It's Fanatic Fan Fest 2019, Saturday, August 24th at Xfinity Live.
Brought to you by DHY Motorsports. Make summer funner on a Wave Runner. Shop DHY.com, the area leader for everything power sports.
For years, you've been thinking about LASIK. You've been talking about LASIK. And now, there's never been a better time to do something about LASIK. Right now, LASIK Plus is offering LASIK starting at just $250 per eye. If you're nearsighted, farsighted, or have an astigmatism, LASIK Plus, America's most recommended LASIK provider, can help fix your vision for only $250, our best price ever. So get rid of the daily hassles of contacts and glasses and enjoy the newfound freedom of LASIK. From LASIK Plus, call 844-211-2020 today and schedule your free LASIK exam. Dr. Julian Procope has performed over 10,000 procedures and is one of the area's most experienced LASIK surgeons. So take advantage of this amazing $250 price today. Call 844-211-2020 or visit LASIK250.com. Results may vary. Restrictions apply. See details at LASIK250.com.
What's the one thing we love in this town? We love our sports. We love our baseball, our football, our basketball, our hockey. You've been around this town long enough, you know all there is to know about sports. You love listening to the games on the radio. You love talking about the sports to your friends. So why not do it on the air? Why not be a part of the history? So what are you waiting for? Go check out the Connecticut School of Broadcasting. They have a campus in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. On the web at gocsb.com. Go set up a studio tour. Go see what the school is about. See if you have what it takes to be part of the historical moments that are all over the sports in this town. You know what I'm talking about. Connecticut School of Broadcasting in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, they have been putting people like you and like me in broadcast media for years. Check them out on the web. GoCSB.com. Reserve your seat for that next studio tour. Classes are starting for day and evening in July, so you better hurry up. Connecticut School of Broadcasting in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, reinventing training in broadcast media.
Don't you just love the feeling of being out on the open water in a boat or personal watercraft? Stay safe by keeping these tips in mind. First, double-check the weather forecast. Conditions can change quickly out on the water. Make sure you have enough life vests, an air horn, emergency fuel and oil, and proper tools and spare parts. Keep distress flares dry and appoint an assistant skipper in case the primary operator becomes unable to continue at the helm.
This spring driving safety tip is brought to you by Geico, saving people money on more than just car insurance. Visit geico.com to see how much you could save.
Get Dad a great gift from Kohl's, like new Nikes, just $56.25, a Google Home, $79, or the Fitbit Charge 3, $119.99, and you'll get Kohl's cash, $10 for every $50 spent. Plus, take $10 off your $50 or more Father's Day gift purchase, Thursday through Sunday at Kohl's. Select styles, 10 off 50, offer valid June 6th through 16th with promo code DAD10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Injured on the job? Insurance companies will turn their backs on you.
I deserve better.
Some employers just won't care.
I deserve better.
Call Martin Law. We wrote the book on workers' comp in Pennsylvania. Our team will help you get the benefits you deserve. Call 215-587-8400 to arrange a free consultation.
You deserve better.
215-587-8400. Martin Law, the law firm for injured workers for nearly 40 years.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to tell you about my brand new mix and match any two for $6 deal at KFC. Pick from any two famous bowl, pot pie, tenders, and crispy Colonel sandwich. The possibilities are endless. You can get a KFC famous bowl and a pot pie, or tenders and a sandwich, or a pot pie and tenders, or a sandwich and a famous bowl, or a sandwich and a pot pie, or a pot pie and a pot pie, or, well, it's not actually endless, but you get the idea. It's a whole lot of possibilities. This isn't rocket science, folks. It's just chicken math. Mix and match any two for $6 at KFC. It's finger-licking good. At participating KFCs for a limited time. Prices may vary. Tax extra.
Why strike out with the boring soda when you can hit a grand slam with Everfresh juices and juice drinks? Available at your neighborhood store. Everfresh, nature's refreshment.
Philadelphia sports. It's a family thing. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Get excited!
Impactful trades. There's so many to consider. And we've had some ones that I had not thought of, some that I have thought of that haven't been thought by others. But we brought it up because Jay Bruce has been just his first week on the job with the Phillies has been very impactful. And by the way, his batting average at home with the Mariners had been 151, some crazy number like that. And when I was reading about, because he hit the home run last night, and he was talking about, I just love playing in front of people. I guess that would really impact you. Like you could, I don't know how sometimes when you look at empty stadiums, arenas, whatever, I think it does. It's like, and it also could be the building too. And Citizens Bank Park, we all know most hitters do love being here. By the way, that was his home run last night. Jay Bruce, I'm just throwing this out, was his 11th at Citizens Bank Park. And I believe it was his 146th at bat. And it was his 11th home run. All right, let's go to Jeff in Bethlehem. Jeff, thank you for calling the Fanatic. How are you?
Hi, Dean. Oh, I'm doing fine. First time caller to get through.
Nice.
Yeah, I was really surprised. I'm up here in Bethlehem, and I'm going way back with a trade.
Okay.
The Phillies picked up Gary Maddux in 1975. That was kind of like halfway through the season, or a little more than halfway through the season. He started making an impact with the team right away.
Wow, that's a good one.
And of course, you know, 76, 77, and 78. Those years, you know, in the playoffs all 3 years, and you know, he made a great impact. I think,
and remains a big part of the community even to today.
Right, that's, and that nickname, Secretary of Defense.
Yep, absolutely, Jeff. That's a good one. I got to put you on the list.
Okay, great.
All right, hang on. Brian will get your information. Thanks for calling 97.5.
Yeah, Gary Maddux had 5 stolen bases in his first 10 games for the Phillies.
Oh, my.
24 God. After he got traded.
Wow, that's a good one. All right, let's go to Patrick in the Northeast. Patrick, thanks for calling 97.5.
Hey, D, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I want to say happy belated birthday to Allen Iverson.
I know. Shout out to 44.
Every time I hear... 44, every time I hear you, it takes me back to my childhood of that whole time. It was such a magical time to be a Sixers fan.
That was fun. I cannot believe he's 44. That's just...
I know. He's still the coolest dude in the room every time.
So true, Patrick. All right, do you have an impactful trade for me?
My impact trade is going back to the same time, but with the Flyers, of Keith Primeau.
Oh, Keith Primeau. That's a good one.
I'll never forget that. I don't know what it was. 5 overtime Pittsburgh Penguins.
Absolutely.
Playoff game when he hit that beautiful shot.
It was like 2-something in the morning. I remember it well.
It was like 2-something in the morning. They were eating pizza in the locker
rooms. Yeah, they ordered it to have it delivered. It was too funny. That's a good one. Patrick, that's a good one. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Hold on. That's Patrick with the... Patrick in the Northeast with Keith Primeau. All right, let's go to Julian in North Philly. Julian, how are you? Thanks for calling 97.5. Julian, are you with us?
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, sorry about that.
No problem.
Hey, I think we don't need any more, outfielders or infielders. We need relievers. And maybe a starting pitcher.
Yes, absolutely. But I guess my point about the relievers, you have them. They're just all hurt.
Yeah, true. That's true. That's why.
So would you be patient? Can you be patient and wait? Or do they have to do something now?
I think we should make a move at reliever. It doesn't have to be like a major move, but definitely something minor. Because we signed David Robinson. He's been nothing but hurt.
Yep.
Now you got Dominguez, who's probably going to be out for a year.
Yeah, his is really... I know he's looking for a second opinion, but I'm not sure he's going to get any better of an answer.
Yeah, it's a shame. It's a shame. He's supposed to be, one of the young bright spots for us this year, but,
I hear you. Yeah, absolutely. And in starting pitching, you're like me. You agree that it needs to be upgraded if, in fact, you have aspirations of going deep into the postseason.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely we need to get a starting pitcher. We're trying to make a deep postseason run. Any of the veteran guys, Baumgartner would be nice. But I don't know. He's not having a great year. And,
No, but I love his postseason numbers historically.
Yeah, they're good. They're good historically.
Well, I mean, he has 3 World Series. He's 8-3 in the postseason, and his ERA in the postseason is 2.11.
No, yeah, he's a dominant postseason pitcher, but, his last World Series was a couple of years ago.
Yeah, that's true. No, you're right.
Maybe his better days might be behind him.
I see what you're saying. Yep. And he has an expiring contract. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
That'd definitely be a benefit of our team.
It drives down the price is my point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I didn't hear any rumors of Jay Bruce trade until it happened.
Yeah, right. I didn't even know. It happened fast, didn't it?
Yeah, it was kind of out of left field.
Yeah, and now today he was playing in left field.
yeah, he made I watched that game.
Yeah, that was a great catch.
Awesome grab.
Yeah, that it was. It really was.
It with his power and, almost shades of Pat Burrow out there in left field.
I'll have to think about that. All right, Julian, I appreciate the phone call. Thanks for calling 97.5. All right, Stan, you're our last caller here. Stan, thanks for calling 97.5.
Oh, that's brilliant. Thank you so much, D. I appreciate that.
No problem.
Real quick, I wanted to touch on the draft coming up for the Sixers.
Yes.
I know they got the 24th pick. Obviously, Brand might be working the phones and possibly trying to move up a little bit. But, you can only go so far.
Yes.
But I got to tell you, you can tell me if I'm wrong, tell me if I'm crazy. I think
out of all the guys who have come in and who have worked out for them, you know, I've been trying to do my own personal homework and looking at these guys. And the three guys, it's actually really two guys that I really like the most are Carson Edwards and Lou Dort from Arizona State. And I keep going back and forth because they both add something that we would need, you know, whether it's his Dort's defense and tenacity, athleticism.
Right.
But then Carson Edwards can shoot the ball from, you know, damn near anywhere.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at it and I'm just kind of stuck. And I wanted to get your thoughts on that.
I need a shooter. I get people like athleticism and defenders. By and large, these guys who come out of college, you got to grow them defensively anyhow. So unless they have the crazy numbers like the kid at Washington who gets steals and block shots, that I'd be interested in. Otherwise, please bring in a shooter. That's what you need. I need somebody who's a grown-up, meaning he's been in college. He's going to be 22 or 23 like Landry was.
Right.
Because that's the only way you can impact right out of the gate. They are at a point where they need this 24th pick to be part of their rotation. Doesn't have to be the sixth man, but he needs to be able to be the eighth guy next year.
Somebody who can contribute.
Correct.
Now, so you see, the way I was looking at it, and I get exactly what you're talking about because, you know, Carson automatically adds a dimension that you can use on the court, especially playing with, you know, Ben Simmons and possibly Jimmy and of course, Embiid.
Yes.
You know, the only thing I was looking at from a standpoint where, I mean, 6'4", 215, you know, who you put that with Ben Simmons and Jimmy Butler from a defensive standpoint.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Behind you. Yep. To me, it's one of those, the pros and the cons type of thing.
It is.
And I wouldn't be mad either way. Let's put it that way.
All right.
I might personally be leaning a little bit towards Dort. Maybe.
I don't know.
I'll see how I feel tomorrow, but.
All right. I'm going to go and relook at the numbers. All right.
All right. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, no problem.
All right. Stan, I appreciate it. Thanks for calling 97.5. All right, we got our winners for our FanFest tickets, and so they'll be coming in the mail, email, however Brian does that. Brian, I'm going Cliff Lee. You get the next one.
JJ.
I'll go Mutombo.
I'm going to go with that Gary Maddux one. I thought that was excellent.
All right, now I'm a toss-up for my fifth. I got to go with Keith Primo. I really do.
So who did you leave off?
I left off Jason Peters because I thought I wanted hockey represented.
Upset.
I wanted hockey represented. Not that Jason Peters. Look, we had a lot of good ones. I didn't like me upsetting the...
No, I like it.
All right. Hey, that was fun. Brian, that was a lot of fun. Brian McLaughlin helping me today get those impactful trades. And I appreciate all of you calling in. Thanks for listening to 97.5. I will be back tomorrow from 12 till 4. Let's do it all over again. We'll have great conversation about what's going on in sports locally and nationally. Thanks for listening to 97.5, The Fanatic.